Silver Streaks Football on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL is brought to you by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey, committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. By Kohl's Diamond Gallery, forever starts here. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital right here in Galesburg for 100 years and counting. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Football.
Welcome back to Dunlap as their lineup has been announced and about ready to get things started. So they will go with the football first, Dunlap, as Galesburg will play defense. Their quarterback, Logan Schrader, a 5'10", 175 junior. Caleb Miller, talked about him before, now a senior, a 5'9", back. And Trey Kearns in the backfield, 5'11", 205 senior, who transferred in. The receivers, Luke Sensabaugh, quarterback last year for half the season, 5'9", senior. Brian Gaines, a 5'10", senior. Also out there, Alex Fitzpatrick, a 6'2", 180 senior. And the line, got a couple good-sized kids there. Travis Weaver at one of the tackles at 6'2", 240. And Bailey Lapp, a 6'2", 215 player on the line as well. And we'll set things up as we move along. They're getting in their position, and it's Andrew Steck, the kicker this year, on kickoffs. And Dunlap's deep guys inside the 10-yard line as they get set to receive. One of them is Brian Gaines. And they kick it away from him and take it at the 10-yard line is Miller. Across the 25, up to about the 30, maybe a little bit further as he gets brought down. Dunlap, pretty good field position around the 32-yard line to start the first drive of the season.
Tackle for the Silver Streaks. Dual effort by Chaz Benton, number 45. And who else was down there? Give it to number 14, Jared Carl as well. So the Silver Streaks getting set, and here comes that Dunlap offense.
Yep.
They will go out of the shotgun, and they're already up to the line of scrimmage. We're going to have a wild game here tonight.
In the shot is Schrader, man in motion. They send him across. It is Luke Sensabaugh, back to pass, deep back, 10-step drop, and then running out to his right, letting one fly. It is caught. Is he out of bounds? It's incomplete. Thought he had it, somehow stayed on his feet, got it out to Sensabaugh. It would have been about a 30-yard gain. Instead, the ball falls out of bounds and incomplete. Second and 10.
Well, if there was any question about whether the quarterback can throw on the run, I think it was answered right there. He threw a nice ball being chased to his right.
So the secondary of Galesburg, one of those guys out there playing really man is Nate Olin. And they're showing a little bit of movement out of the linebacker, Jared Churchill. They do not blitz. Instead, it's a keeper, and slipping and falling around the 30-yard line is the quarterback, Schrader. Looked like it was an option play. He lost his footing, and down he went. They'll spot at the 31, so a loss of one, third down and 11.
Well, Schrader not only lost his footing, but as soon as he looked up, there was big number 63 for the Silver Streaks looking him in the eye, Ryan Ricketts, and that's not the guy you want to have bearing down on you, because Ryan is going to be a force in this schedule the next 2 years.
No doubt about it. And they are showing some blitz action out of the linebackers. Here comes one of them. Here comes another. Back to pass. Schrader looking. He's under pressure. Rolls out to his right. He's trying to get out the right side. And Streaks converging all over. He's down. And he's going to lose more yardage. An outstanding defensive stand on the first possession of the season by the Silver Streaks as he is driven out of bounds around the 25-yard line. It will go down as a loss of 6 and a fourth down and 17.
Yeah, hard pursuit from the backside by Cole Spinks and also Shane Clark.
Wow.
I'm trying to see who finally got him. Might have been Hawkinson over there because they had excellent coverage. He was trying to turn that corner. They just drove him out of bounds on the Dunlap side.
Deep for Galesburg.
Nate Olin.
Nate Olin. Did a lot of that last year, punting from about the 15-yard line. It's in the air, end over end, hops across half field and midfield, that is, and it's going to land about the 48-yard line of the Silver Streaks. Excellent field position off a 37-yard punt as Galesburg, a great opportunity here to start the season on a positive note, a good defensive stand, and they're going to get it on their own 48. And the Hungry Hobo Touchdown Contest back this year. This quarter, Gary Downard of Galesburg. If the Streaks score a touchdown during the first quarter, Gary Downard, he will win a $10 gift certificate from Hungry Hobo in Galesburg, and his name will also be entered in the final drawing for a party sub from Hungry Hobo at the end of the football season. So good luck to Gary. And the Streaks out in there is slot back formation, one receiver wide to the right. You've got Drexler Blue in there, Stack at quarterback. Ricketts playing the center position this year. Also out there is Robert Jackson. He's Meredith, rather, in motion from right to left. It's up the gut to the fullback, probably about a four-yard gain as Olin got the football.
Tackle by Luke Sensabaugh for Dunlap. So he's one of the guys that actually is playing a little bit both ways. They said to expect a two-platoon system, much like Rock Island has run over the years, where you've got very few players that are playing on both sides of the ball. And it's a blessing and a curse. It's a great thing in the way of keeping players rested, but also if you've got a great athlete, you want him on both sides of the ball. So we'll see if Dunlap uses a few guys in both capacities.
Olin, a three-yard gain. They mark it. Meredith in motion. Steck faking. He is down. That was a big-time pursuit by Dunlap, and maybe a loss of as much as two. It looks like it's going to be at midfield, so a loss of one will bring up third and eight as they converged on Steck in a hurry.
Yeah, senior defensive end Ryan Zachman of Dunlap, he goes 205. Held his ground there. And
wow.
You know, coming into this season, all of our coaches said, we know that other defenses are going to be keying on our quarterback.
Definitely.
And so it's going to be a tough year for Andrew Steck in the fact he's going to take some hits, but he's a tough kid, and he'll bounce off of them.
Nate Olin out wide to the right. They'll send Jackson in motion. They'll pitch it to Jackson. He's looking for a block on the right side. Nice move across the 35 to the 40. He's got a first down. Across the 40 to the 39-yard line of Dunlap, a gain of 11. Move the chains, first down, Silver Streaks.
Nice job by the offensive line to get downfield that time, too. We were still throwing some blocks out near the chains. It wasn't just a case of freeing a guy up at the line of scrimmage and then letting him go on his own. Ricketts and company out leading the charge here, and I think some of those late blocks helped Jackson squeeze through to get the first down of the season for Galesburg.
Good stop-and-go move off the right side, back to the slots. Jackson on the left slot position, Olman out the receiver, and a man in motion. Steck pitches it to that man. It is Meredith. He's cut down behind the 40-yard line, back around the 42 or 43. He's going to lose what appears to be about 3 yards.
Boy, Luke Sensabaugh again. He's quite a player for Dunlap. Great speed. Not a huge guy, 5'9", 180, but that's still pretty solid athlete if you've got strength and speed, and he showed it right there in cutting down Aaron Meredith.
Loss of four on the play, so it brings up a second down and 14 from the Dunlap 43-yard line. So Steck bottled up early in this game, and that one was snuffed out by the linebacker, core of Dunlap, back to the slots, Meredith in motion, fake to the fullback, give to the fullback, he's up the gut, not much there. Out around the 40-yard line, he's brought down by a host of tacklers, just shy of the 40. Let's see if they put it down. Around the 41, a gain of two by Olman.
And, you know, that's something that the Silver Streaks have to establish,
right,
that we really consistently have not been able to establish program for a long time. It is the real threat of the fullback not only pounding for 2 or 3 yards, but being able to get a 100-yard night and maybe break a long one once in a while. The good teams we play seems like they have a fullback that can do some real damage, and we've got to make some holes and get some production out of that fullback dive.
Third and 11 from the 41 of Dunlap. Here's a pitch to the right side. Jackson with the ball, slithers through some traffic, stays on his feet. He's got a nice run ahead of him, 35. He stays up for even more across the 30, another first down. What an effort. Not just two, but three times. He eludes a tackler, stays on his feet, and his second first down he's earned for the Streaks. Nice run.
Well, and talking with defensive coordinator Sean Hickey before the game, we were talking mostly on the defensive side of the ball, but he said, you know, Jim, I'm really excited about Jackson being able to take the ball wide. It just gives us another runner and another guy that can do some good things, although he looks like he's off the field now and laying down on the bench. He must have taken a shot there at the end of that.
Hopefully he's just winded. He's got a couple of very good gains, 11 and 14 yards. Streaks in business, 7:39 to go first quarter on the Dunlap 27. Steck, he's going to keep it, go up the middle. He loses one man. Ooh, he ran into a wall at the 15-yard line. I think he was hit by, it looked like Daniel Clements was there from his cornerback position, or Steck was gone. Down to the 15 he goes, a gain of 12 and another first down.
And deception is such a key part of this offense, and I thought they sold the fullback very well on that. I thought Ullman had the ball myself, and then all of a sudden I look in the secondary and there's Steck, and that is so important to be able to
bread and butter.
Yeah, get the defense to bite on that, put a couple of helmets on your fullback, and then get out of the way.
Big Ryan Ricketts at center. They'll send a man in motion left to right, and a flag as soon as the play was about to begin. And it looks like it might be on Dunlap, the preliminary indication pointing toward Dunlap. So at the 15-yard line, they're going to move it forward. See what they say. It's offsides. 5 yards, they'll move it up. Even better, first and five from the 10.
We're just in the first quarter, but this couldn't go any better right now because we were talking coming over. We thought for the Silver Streaks to win tonight, we needed to use our physical size, be able to have some long, sustained drives, keep it out of the offense's hands of a spread offense that can come up with big plays and chew that clock. And so far we've done exactly that, getting a three and out and now moving it down inside the 10.
Blue and Meredith with slots, and it's Blue in motion. He's going to get the ball, looking for some room on the left side. He splits two men down inside the 10. He goes inside the 5. So it'll be second down and goal for the Silver Streaks when they unpile. Nice run by Blue, his first carry of the game. He gets positive yardage.
Linebacking core for Dunlap over there, Andrew Schultz and also Travis Weaver. Weaver goes 6'2 and 240. He's actually a defensive lineman, and they don't have a lot of size, but they've got some excellent athletes, and that's sometimes we get caught up in comparing the numbers. You know, we've played Alleman and Richwoods enough to know you don't have to be big.
That's
you just
right.
have to be good tacklers and solid players, and that's what Dunlap has.
Ball on the 6, they can get a first down. Need a long one, and then a fumble at the snap, and we'll see who got it back. Steck did not come up with the ball. And it looks like Galesburg has it back, and it's going to be about a one-yard loss.
Ullman fell on it.
That's a good thing.
That may be the biggest play of the night so far to keep possession on that.
So a fumble, but it does not cost him. Ullman fell on the football. It'll go as a loss of 2. And the 10th play of the drive. Second down and 3. From about the 6-yard line. Now they're going to line it up more full house approach here and bring the line in tight. Steck under center. He is going to give it to the second man through, trying to find his way toward the end zone and cut down short.
That's Jackson, I believe, back in the game.
Robert Jackson with the carry, and now you're in a situation where it's a fourth down and maybe a long one, perhaps 2. It's down at the, they're going to bring the chains. It could be. Could be a first down.
Well, this works out well.
The 5, the nose on the 5.
You don't have to burn a timeout, and it gives Andrew Steck a chance to go over and talk to Coach Wes Olson while they're bringing the chains out. So you get a little more time to decide what you want to do if it is a fourth down here.
And a kicker warming up, as Galesburg has that luxury this year in Lucas Miller. A senior, plays soccer, and heard a lot of good things about him.
Boy, this is just maybe an inch short.
It's not much if it is.
I don't think you probably kick it here. I think you.
No, you got to go.
Yep.
So that's probably the game plan. With 5:10 to go in the first quarter, Dunlap went out on their first possession. Galesburg, in the midst of an 11-play drive, down at the 5-yard line, fourth down and inches. And they come under center. See if they run right behind Rick. Keeper out of the quarterback, Andrew Steck. And what, did Dunlap call a timeout as well? Well, they're ready to go. They start the clock momentarily. Ullman the fullback. Steck keeps it himself. Ahead he goes, and then a flag. He had the first down, but what's the flag?
Has to be offside. Somebody lined up in the neutral zone because it
I think you're right.
Offside, and there wasn't enough time for any other penalty to be
That's
there.
A first down then. First down and half the distance to the goal. We'll put the ball on the 3, first and goal. Excellent job.
Weather-wise is just perfect. It was really overcast. Looked like it was going to rain at times during the sophomore game. And then with about 2 minutes left, the sun came out, and now we've got just clear skies and a beautiful night here at Dunlap and unusually cool for an opener. And the Silver Streaks trying to play it cool and get a score here to open up the new season. They're in good shape.
10 rushing attempts for 40 yards so far, and this is a big one. Full house backfield behind Steck under center. He's going to give it to Drexler Blue off the left side. He's in or no? Hard to see from this angle. One of the streaks says yes, he is. The official did not give the touchdown signal, so it appears to be oh so short. Sends him all there to make the initial stop for Dunlap. And second down and goal. Looks like he gained a couple of yards, but he's a little short, Drexler Blue.
You know, I was told on the sidelines that somebody had heard Dunlap's new coach saying that he reviewed the film last year and told his team, you know, we probably only beat Galesburg 1 out of 10 times in that game, but that happened to be it.
Yeah.
Silver Streak's trying to make sure it doesn't happen here in the opener tonight.
Steck keeps it himself. He's in. Andrew Steck, the one-yard keeper at the 4:12 mark of the first quarter. Galesburg's first score of the season. Steck gets it. Silver Streak's leading 6-0, and a Hungry Hobo winner, Gary Downed of Galesburg, Downard rather, of Galesburg. $10 gift certificate from Hungry Hobo, and his name will go into the final drawing for the big party sub that will be announced at the end of the season. Great start for the Streaks.
We have 11. We're good. And now go for the extra point. And how important is this after last year's one-point loss?
Right. We happen to have some coaches in the box.
Just want to remind them how important it is. Sometimes it can be an afterthought.
Lucas Miller, the kicker. The hold down, he muffed the hold.
Uh-oh.
And down he goes. Losing the hold was the holder, Jared Carl. So Galesburg, eventually, if they score again, will go for a two-point conversion. But Steck's touchdown stands. The extra point, no good. 6-0 Streaks, 4:12 to go first quarter. We'll be back with more from Dunlap. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
Galesburg High School football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at billgaitherphotography.com, and by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
The excitement of high school sports really takes me back.
Our team at Bates is proud to support the Silver Streaks for another winning season.
Hey, I think that guy just hit another home run.
Isn't it time for your nap?
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Tune in to Cardinal Baseball Saturday as the Redbirds take on the Washington Nationals. Coverage begins at 5:42.
It's Cardinals Baseball on WGIL.
Galesburg completes a 13-play, 52-yard drive capped off by a one-yard keeper from Andrew Steck. Point after attempt unsuccessful, and Galesburg kicks off to Dunlap, leading 6-0, 4:12 to go first quarter. And the kicker is Steck, and he kicks it deep, taken at the 20 by Miller. Miller crossed the 20 now, took it from the 15, rather, up to about the 33-yard line, and down he goes. So Dunlap, pretty much the same position they had the football in, field position on their first drive.
Now that opening drive for Galesburg, which resulted in the touchdown, everything went pretty well.
We didn't
have any flags. We did lay it on the ground once, and fortunately, Caleb Bowman, that was down around the 10-yard line, able to fall on that. Really a kind of a bad exchange as much as anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so that saved the drive, and that was the only blemish on a very impressive opening drive for the Silver Streaks. And now here we go with the Eagles and their spread offense, and again, no huddle, so it'll go quickly when they have the ball.
Big receiver out on the left side, and it's William Harding. No, it's not Harding. This guy's more than 5'7". So it's a shotgun. Back to pass. Schrader looking over the middle. Nice throw, and he has a man wide open. Caleb Miller is going to go to the house. Big touchdown, 67-yard pass from Schrader to Caleb Miller, and Dunlap is on the board. We're tied at 6 at the 3:55 mark of the first quarter.
My, what a nice throw that was from Schrader. Put that thing right on the money, and Miller was probably 7-8 yards behind the nearest defender when he caught that ball. Good speed. And this is exactly what we expected coming in here tonight,
was
the strength of the ground game of Galesburg against what could be a potent aerial attack from Dunlap, and we're not even through the first quarter, and it is coming to pass.
Wow.
Here.
So they'll look to kick the extra point. The kicker is Blake Abbott. Looking for the snap. Here it comes. It's low. Abbott kicks it away, and it hits the goalpost. We're tied at 6. Special team so far not very effective. So into the timeout we go. 3:55 to go first quarter. Both teams have drawn some points, put some points on the board. We're tied at 6. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
WGIL and F&M Bank congratulate the Gordon Barron Center, this week's Hometown Hundreds winner. Nominated by Jacqueline Noel of Galesburg. Congratulations from WGIL.
Well, we've seen the spread do some damage. One play, 67 yards via a pass. Schrader to Miller. Point after attempt hits the goalpost, and we're tied at 6, 3:55 to go first quarter.
Well, we heard a lot about maybe Logan Schrader not being the starting quarterback, but I don't know how you could throw balls any better than a couple that he's thrown here tonight, especially that touchdown toss, which was absolutely perfect. Hit his man in stride. And so the game is on, I guess you can say. Game on. Both teams have done what they do best in scoring here, so the Silver Streaks will try and get it back and, you know, grind off another 6 or 7 minutes with another score and retake the lead here.
Abbott the kicker. It's a squib kick. And they've got it. It went off the hands of a Galesburg player. It looked like Colton Motz down there, and at midfield, Dunlap has the ball. Caught Galesburg in a situation where the guy who tipped the ball was not the guy they wanted getting it. And he is very frustrated.
And he's going to.
Donnelly got it.
Yep, and Coach Wes Olson out there to meet Motz, and I think reminding him, you know, yeah, I know, young man, you want to get back there and you want to block, but you've got to be aware of that. And he was. He was turned about at a 45-degree angle, and that ball came, and he tried to reach down behind him, but it hit it right on the lower leg and bounced off of there. A well-executed squib kick by Dunlap. And so, as we said, we would expect to see anything goes in this one with this Dunlap Eagle offense, and we have seen quite a bit of it already.
And they get the ball on the Galesburg 49-yard line to begin their drive after a one-play drive that resulted in a touchdown. So Galesburg a little shaken up right now, calling on the defense to stand tall like the first drive. In the shotgun is Schrader. Off to his right in the slot is Miller. He's going to run straight up to Miller and middle, and Schrader just overthrew him. He overthrew everyone, including the streak secondary. They're on the coverage was Aaron Meredith, so an incomplete pass by Schrader brings up second down.
Yeah, Meredith and Drexler Blue were closer to that ball than Miller, their receiver, was by far. You know, that onside kick reminded me when I was playing and then broadcasting later, we had a guy in our conference named Will Bavery over at Stronghurst Southern for years that he didn't believe in kicking the ball deep. He would onside kick every time. He just did not believe in giving the ball up to the other team, and, you know, he made it work probably 40% of the time that they got extra opportunities.
Man in motion is Miller from left to right. They have two receivers to the left. They're going to give the draw and hit it hard. They gave it up the middle to Kearns, and he got popped. One of the linebackers was there. It may have been Hurd. It may have been Spinks. May have been neither. They're going to give him a one-yard loss for Kearns, rather, his first carry of the game, and he got popped. Negative 8 yards rushing so far for Dunlap. Third and 11 from the 50.
Well, Dunlap, one of those teams this year that's going to use the pass to set up the run, but it didn't work out very well that time because the Silver Streaks defense right there.
I think that was Spinks who popped him. I'm looking at Spinks. He's playing the middle linebacker position, and he was the one. Schrader back to pass. Long time to throw. He eludes one man. Points. Fires across the middle. Man is overthrown. Good coverage again by Aaron Meredith, the intended receiver for Dunlap, overthrown. Peter Sorensen, and a fourth down punting situation. Good D.
Well, if you're going to be a team that throws a lot, you want a mobile quarterback, and they've got that in Schrader.
Yeah.
He was able to move to his left that time, able to sidestep Ryan Ricketts, who was being blocked pretty well. Somebody on the left side of that Dunlap line is doing a nice job on Ricketts. But had a lot of time to let his receiver run the route and then just overthrew him by about a yard.
Logan Schrader, also the punter for Dunlap. He gets the ball. Whoa, he's going to go for it. Back, no, he's kicking it. He acted like he was going to throw it. It was a very good kick. Let's see if it goes in the end zone. No, it's going to take a real good bounce for Dunlap right around the 5-yard line. So they pin Galesburg deep. Schrader with a 45-yard punt. And Galesburg some work to do at the 2:42 mark of the first quarter, and we're tied at 6.
It looked on that play like Schrader had, I think the coach has a lot of confidence in him. I think he had the option there. If he thought he could run for it, he had that choice. And he started to move that direction and then pulled up and kicked it. And, boy, he put a good boot to that thing for doing it on the run.
Sure did.
And had it spinning sideways, so when it hit, it didn't kick into the end zone. That couldn't have worked out any better for the Eagles.
Boy, their special team kicking, other than the extra point, the onside kick was absolutely perfect in that punt. A very, very good job. And he had me fooled. I thought he was going to roll out to his right and throw it. He rolled out, and then he kicked it. So Galesburg to the line. You got one receiver wide to the right. This time they bring out Justin Davidson. They are going to run the football through the tackles. A big hole for Steck. He's going to try and cross over. He shouldn't have done that. I think he could have basically had about 60 yards. Instead, he runs for at least 30. Up more than that. He runs across the 35 to the 37-yard line. A gain of 32. Andrew Steck.
Works out really well and gets us out of a hole in a hurry.
Wow.
I think the Eagles were probably thinking, now they're going to try and fullback dive this for a little bit, give themselves a little more breathing room on offense. And they did fake that, but then Steck took it and did what he did against these guys last year, break some big runs, and that one was nice.
Well, he's got a 12-yard run and now a 32-yard run to his credit. Ball on the 37, first and 10. That was the streak's fourth first down of the ball game. Man in motion is Meredith, and they're going to pitch to Meredith and a flag. Someone, I believe, on Galesburg. Dunlap's had two penalties so far, and I see a young man hitting himself in the helmet, Justin Davidson. I'm presuming he may have moved. Just a guess. He's going to move it back five.
Yeah, don't hit yourself in the helmet. That gives it away.
Exactly. If I'm struggling to find you, it's probably I'm not going to get it, but that was too easy. Back to the 32 and a first and 15 for the Silver Streaks. 2:15 to go first quarter. Tied at 6, Galesburg and Dunlap.
He came off the field mad at himself. Teammate Kevin Hurd came over and said, hey, man, it's all right.
It's
shake
all
it
right.
off.
So he is back in. Now he's being guarded closely by the cornerback on the right side. Stack under center. He is going to fake fullback, keep it himself. Here he goes. Oh, he's tackled right across the 40. I thought he was going to get out of there. Someone behind him got his foot and stopped him at the 40-yard line, so it's still a pretty good gain. A gain of 8 brings up a second down and 7. Big yards. He's got 52 on 5 carries now.
Well, our position here at Dunlap, we're on the opposite side of the field than we normally are, which is actually nice because we're right above the Galesburg bench and sideline here. But I keep looking to the south end for the scoreboard like we have
right,
at Van
right,
Dyke Field, and
right.
it's down at the north end. It's on the here in Dunlap, but this field position very much like Van Dyke Field, pretty much a strict north-south alignment.
Mm-hmm.
Wind tonight, I don't think playing much of a factor at all, just a light breeze and perfect evening for football.
Steck, loses the ball momentarily back, and he's going to have to take a loss. He didn't have anything going on. The linemen stayed their position, and a couple of guys there for Dunlap, one of them in on the stop, Nicholas Mangieri, their highly touted sophomore linebacker, so it's going to go as a loss of about 4 for Andrew Steck as the ball's back. I'll say around the 37. We'll call it a loss of 3 and a 3rd and 10 coming up.
Had a number of guys out in pass routes that time, and I was watching the warm-up, and Steck throws a nice ball.
Mm-hmm.
He threw an accurate ball. A lot of guys were latching onto it, but there's, of course, a lot of difference when you got rushers coming at you, and the big question for Steck passing-wise is, can he get the protection he needs,
right,
and can he see over some of the bigger linemen enough to be effective in the throwing game? We'll find out as the year goes along.
Steck fakes it one way, goes to the right, but not able to get outside. They tested the middle, and instead, it's probably going to be the end of the quarter here. They give it to Jackson. He thought about wide right, instead cut it up the gut, got a yard, and it's bringing up a 4th and 9. We'll probably run out of time here before we start the second quarter.
Jackson got squashed by big number 64, Grant Kennedy, a 285-pound defensive lineman.
That'll tip your line.
Yeah, he put him down in a hurry.
So a 4-play drive has started at the 5, stalls at the 38. Big run by Steck was about it, so they're going to punt it away. But when we begin the second quarter, that'll happen. After 1, we're tied 6-6, Galesburg and Dunlap. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square in West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, attorneys at law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
Stay informed with Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back at Dunlap, about to begin the second quarter. Galesburg and Dunlap tied at 6, have a score. Wow. Knoxville at Abingdon, the Blue Bullets leading 32-0. And a big, big crowd. I know some folks at that game giving me a few updates on how many people are there. A lot of them from both schools, but the home folks going to be disappointed tonight. That's at halftime, 32-0.
Well, you know, unless the folks that are Abingdon fans get too down on their team, but, you know, Knoxville's been playing in the Olympic Conference for years.
That's
and
right.
When you're playing the bigger schools, the tougher schools, you have to rise to that. And so when you play a school that's a little smaller all of a sudden, it's a lot easier situation.
That's right. Yeah, you're exactly right. And they won three games last year.
Yeah.
I mean, they were not necessarily a pushover for anyone.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people said that, you know, Toby Vallis done a nice job
he
there,
does.
Even though they don't win a lot, but they're one of the smaller schools in the
Olympic
Conference. And they will
throw it. They will throw the football.
So yeah, they're a handful.
Hunter Miller back at the 25-yard line. He gets the snap, kicks it from about the 29, partially blocked, and it's going to bounce across midfield and take a friendly roll for the Streaks down around the 46. So Dunlap, some real good field position as that ball was partially blocked and only goes 27 yards. So good position for the Eagles.
Yeah, not only did it look like one of the Eagles got some fingertips on it, it was enough to change the ball to where it was spinning end over end at a high rate, and it's just hard to get any distance at all when you got that much rotation back and forth on the ball. So Dunlap with their second opportunity to do some damage out around midfield. You call last time they had the onside kick
right. And
got it at about the same situation, couldn't move it. And so now we'll see what they do here as we open the second quarter.
Yeah, 49 of Galesburg last time. Their own 47 this time. Shotgun, two to the right, two to the left. And they'll have Miller right of his quarterback in shotgun, Schrader. He's waiting to get the snap. He gives to Miller. Miller runs right into one of the Streaks defenders right up front, playing the line position.
Kenny Magruder
made a nice stop there. And about, we'll call it a one-yard gain, second down and 9 from the Dunlap 48.
Yeah, you could tell Kenny got up with some spring in his step. That feels good when you make that solo hit. Kenny, a senior, 225-pound defensive lineman. That tackle was all his, and he wrapped him up with confidence.
So they come back to the line, two receivers on the right side, Peter Sorensen, one of them. And also out there on the right side, Jacob Zarley. And two to the left, and pretty much the same alignment here. This time, rolling to his right, moving the pocket. Schrader across near midfield, lets it fly, and way out of the reach of the intended receiver, Peter Sorensen. It goes incomplete, so the one pass he's completed out of 5 went for a 67-yard touchdown. 3rd and 9 from the 48.
Sorensen did a nice job laying out for that ball, but he had no chance to get it. You can tell the kid's real athletic, though. If you get the ball in the neighborhood, you've got to like his chances. And he's really a prototype receiver, 6'2", 175, so he's got some height. Mm-hmm. He can stretch out. And you know, that's the guy you love to see in a passing program, to have somebody that's that good of an athlete out there.
Sensabaugh lines up on the left side. They list him at 5'9", 180. And he caught one of the first passes of the game, and unfortunately for them, it went out of bounds.
And speaking of tall receivers, one of the things the Streaks need to do this year is try and replace Tanner Libby. He was
6'5",
coming off tight end last year, and that was a big target
that
you don't have this year.
Showing blitz out of one of the quarterback positions. Here he comes. Back to pass, Schrader. 2 men in his face. A little mid-screen over the middle to Miller. Miller,
there's
a dance step, and a clip is called, and down he goes, though. What a huge hit by Drexler Blue. A second flag is down. I wonder if maybe they're going to get someone talking a little too much. I don't know, but that was a great tackle. But it one flag on Dunlap. They've already pointed to Dunlap. I imagine Galesburg may just decline this with this being a would it be fourth down. Yeah.
And
so they're discussing
if,
it.
If the flag, the second flag, if it is against us, would be after the play. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, Bailey Lepp, he blocked in the back, and everybody in the stadium saw it. That's not one you can hide. And he didn't hit him hard, but he just hit him in the back enough that you could see it. That was Justin Davidson over there that got, they used to call it a clip. And
are they pulling it off?
Did they
offset?
I never saw a second signal, did you?
I just saw him wave his arms, and that was basically it. No, I did not see the second one. It looked like they pulled the flag up, and they're just leaving it where it was. So the ball sitting at the 48-yard line, a fourth down and five situation, and this means they'll most likely go for it here. But, yeah, they're going to put three receivers to the right, one to the left. Miller next to his quarterback, and they may do a direct snap to him. Watch that. Nope, now they're going to put him up in the slot.
They may just try and draw us off. Nope.
Oh, it is Schrader rolling to his right, back to pass, under some pressure, lets it go, lobs it over the middle, way short of the intended receiver, Alex Fitzpatrick, and Galesburg holds for the third time tonight, fourth down near midfield, and Galesburg going to get the punt. Let's see if Dunlap this time is not so effective with their punting game. So they have stalled twice in a row.
Yeah, and actually they went that out fourth down, so we've got the ball out here at the 47-yard line.
Oh, you're right.
I'm really surprised that Coach Caslett went for that.
I agree.
In a 6-6 ball game, they could have punted us deep again and took the gamble there. And
oh, you got to make them pay here. You're getting the ball in just amazing field position. You got to make them pay.
Well, they really didn't run a 5-yard route. He threw that ball 15 yards down the field trying to get five.
Here is Steck faking it, keeping it, and he's wrapped up rather quickly for no gain. Fitzpatrick, or Sensabaugh, one of the guys in there, he's a good defensive player. I'm watching him closely, and he's making some real nice plays. Good nose for the football. So no gain, brings up second and 10.
Yeah, like I said, Dunlap didn't need to get that much and tried for more there. That's opposite of what we've seen from the Chicago Bears for years, where they'd have to get 15 yards and they'd throw a 5-yard pass.
Right, right.
Just drive you absolutely crazy. But either way, we're happy to see Dunlap turn it over there near midfield. Silver Streaks. Second down and 10 now. Ball still at their own 47 or 8.
Stack under center. They'll send Drexler Blue in motion. End around. They're going to go this time to Meredith. He cannot get off right tackle there. And down he goes. Again, no gain there. So a third and 10. So these plays being snuffed out rather easily at this point. Meredith, a couple of runs for minus 4 yards. So he's having a tough night so far.
Yeah, Meredith and Ullman, can neither one find any room to run. It's all been Jackson and Steck carrying the football, and I would guess we'll see one of those guys here unless we decide to put it in the air. Dunlap, which looked a little porous on defense in that first possession, is they've stiffened up. Silver Streaks are having trouble moving.
Receiver wide to the left for Galesburg. It is Jackson along with Blue. Blue's going out to pass in a flag. A Steck was going back to pass. We'll see what it was. They had a blitz on. It's on Galesburg. Movement. So let's back it up five. So this drive stalling. See if they got a big play in them. First, make it the second penalty of the game on the Streaks. Third and 15 from the 43-yard line of Galesburg. Mark Stiegel of Gilson, Hungry Hobo Touchdown Contest participant. If the Streaks score a touchdown of the second quarter, a $10 gift certificate from Hungry Hobo, and his name will be entered in the final drawing at the end of the season. One of those great big party subs. Mark Stiegel of Gilson, good luck. 6-6, 9:02 to go, first half. Dunlap and Galesburg, Steck under center. A long way to go for a first down.
Ah.
Oh, boy, now it's going to be even longer as there was all kinds of movement. Drexler Blue on the right side, not in a legal formation at all, and somebody jumped. So back it up another five.
Yeah, Drexler moving forward before the snap. Meredith was moving behind the ball, but I think he was all right. But it was Drexler that, as soon as he took that step forward, knew what he'd done. And it's too late. The flags were flying.
Now back to the 38. 8:55 to go, second quarter. 6-6 in Knoxville at the half, beating Abingdon 32-0.
What was that, arena football where you could move forward toward the line of scrimmage before the snap? That's what made that so wild. So the receiver had a head start.
He did?
Oh, man, it was tough to be a D-back in that, wasn't it?
Yes.
No wonder they scored 60 points.
Meredith, they're going to fake the pitch to him, a little screen over the middle. Jackson catches, looks for a screen. He makes his way across the middle. It's going to be a little short of the first down. Well-conceived play as he got down to about the 44, not the NL, rather the 46-yard line. So he gets 8.
No,
he got it across midfield. He got much more than that. I'm looking at the wrong side of the football. So
I love the
call.
About
a 17-yard pickup.
You want to let the defense come through, and then you get Jackson the ball in the open field. He's the guy that you really want here, Drexler, but especially Jackson, from what we've seen, can do some things in that open field. And he nearly got to the sticks about 4 yards shy. And now the Streaks have the decision. Will they go for it here on fourth down? And it looks like they will.
Olin wide to the right. And your basic slot backs in your line and one receiver to the left. Now Dunlap says, hold on. We'll take a timeout. So a timeout on the field, 7:46 to go. First half, 6-6 our score. Want to take the opportunity what a ride we came over in. How do we deserve a Lincoln? A 2009 MY, Lincoln MKS. The last 2009, you could save $5,000, 0% financing available. Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan on Broad Street. Where do you even begin? It's, a maroon or red?
Probably red.
I don't deserve to sit in that thing, I can tell you that. When they say a luxury sedan, it is.
Jeff Klink showed a lot of trust in us tonight.
High-intensity discharge headlamps, LED taillights, cool white LED light to illuminate, gauges, control switches in the cabin. Got the separate air conditioning system, the class-exclusive 20-inch wheels, the class-exclusive sync system. It's a voice-activated communications and entertainment system. Easy fuel, the capless fuel filler system. Available adaptive cruise control, 5 lows down automatically.
Got a moonroof. I haven't tried that yet.
And it beeps at you if you get too close to another car or too close to the curb. It's amazing. It's a 2009 Lincoln MKS, Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan. Go see them on Broad Street. We appreciate them being part of Silver Streaks football this year.
I think he told me that's the last of the 2009s of that particular that line.
It
so,
is awesome.
They are ready to deal on that, and you will be happy and proud to be the driver of that machine because it's a beauty.
Fourth, and they're calling it four. Man in motion is Jackson, and they fumble the football, and it's still loose on it. Dunlap has it. You better get him. Across the 30... 5-yard line. They picked up the football. It was Zachman.
And it was Aaron Meredith that saved the touchdown. Good job,
man.
Aaron.
So the second turnover of the game on the streaks, and that was just a bad possession.
Yeah, I don't know. I think sometimes those crucial downs, you get to thinking so much about what you want to do, and you try and get out there too fast, and the streaks put it down. And another one of those things you and I discussed on the way here, Mike, was we felt like the streaks were probably going to win the battle at the line of scrimmage tonight, but if especially in an opener you go out and lay it down three or four times on the road, it's tough to win. And, again, Aaron Meredith saved from being behind right there as he drug the man down from behind, or that would have been 6 points for the Eagles.
Third fumble in the first half. The second, the streaks have lost. Trips to the right, one to the left. Shotgun Schrader from the 35-yard line. They send one man in motion. That's Luke Sensabaugh. Here he goes. He's going to give it to Miller. Wrapped up. It's a fake. Instead, they run it left. A fake to Miller, and instead getting the football for Dunlap was Logan Schrader.
Yep, and Drexler Blue brought him down. Solo tackle over there after a short gain.
In fact, they're going to move it. They may not give him any. They're standing just inside. Ball's at the 35, so we'll say no gain. Second 10. Great tackle by Blue. Good fake by Schrader. He would have got me, but he didn't get the streaks. The defense held. Two to the right, two to the left. This time, Schrader back to pass. Here comes some pressure across the middle. Pass is complete. It's Miller. He's a foot race down the sideline. Bounced inside for a moment. Tackled inside the 15-yard line. First down, Dunlap. And they're in business now. Second biggest play of the game.
Well, and that's not one you would want to give up. But we're playing a 3-5 defense.
Right.
You got five linebackers out there. And they went ahead and let one of our up men, Kevin Kohler, come on through. And then just dropped it off over there to Miller, who's so fast. So even though we had five linebackers, he still had enough speed to get it, head towards the sideline, and break through that first wave.
It was a 21-yard pickup down to the 14. Back to pass Schrader. He looks over to his right. Lobs the football over the outstretched arms of the intended receiver. It was Luke Sensabaugh. And there on the coverage for the Silver Streaks was Jared Carl, a junior. So it brings up a second down and 10 from the 14 of Galesburg.
Again, this Galesburg secondary, a lot of new faces back there. Not that they didn't get some playing time certainly last year, but you lost some guys that had been veterans of that position for several years and got burned once big tonight, but otherwise they've kept everybody in the neighborhood.
Pretty much man coverage on the outside. Shotgun again for Dunlap. They really spread it out, and somebody moved. Flag right away. Hopefully they're getting a little too... jumpy. It is illegal procedure on the Eagles. Their third penalty of the game for 13 yards. So break it back 5 yards, back to the 19. A second and 15 coming up.
Yeah, and talking with Sean Hickey, he expressed a lot of confidence in Aaron Meredith back there.
I like him a lot.
You know, I said, how do you replace an Alex Lozano? He said, well, we put in Aaron Meredith. And I mean, he didn't qualify that and say, well, you know, you can't replace. He just flat out felt real comfortable with Aaron doing that job. He's not going to be as physical as Lozano was coming up against the run, but good coverage and a real smart player.
And back to pass instead, keeping it as Schrader. He has some room up the middle across the 15. Down he goes around the 14, perhaps the 13-yard line. So he gets about 6 yards back. brings up a third down and nine situation, pretty deep in Galesburg territory. Dunlap still with, six rushes for negative 1 yard. So that was their best running yards so far.
Yeah, and, you know, 2 years ago when we were here, they were a much more physical team.
Oh,
they
no doubt.
Could line up and really
doubt.
Run the ball. And defensively, that was one of that game we never crossed midfield
exactly.
2 years ago here.
Miserable.
I mean, granted, the field was in horrible shape, but still, their defense was tough.
It was very, very good. They won 9 games that year. They were for real. No doubt about it. Streaks need to try and hold here. It's Schrader moving left. Quick out pass to the left side. Fitzpatrick, and he's well short of the first down. Actually, Sensabaugh, not Fitzpatrick, out on the left flat, basically, brings up a fourth down. Not much there.
Be an interesting call here, because they're within field goal range
fourth
if their
eight.
Kicker's got any kind of leg at all. But
let's see, you'd be looking at about a 29, 30-yard field goal. It was a 1-yard pass play to Sensabaugh.
And they are going to send the field goal unit in.
So they'll attempt it. Hash going to be right around the 20, so we'll call it a 30-yard attempt. Abbott is their kicker. Or no, it's a different. No, he is the holder. I'm looking over at the holder. Holder is David Babcock. He's all of 5'5". So a 30-yard field goal. That's even inside. We'll say 29. The kick is on the way. It has the distance, and it's good. So officially a 29-yard field goal from Abbott. Splits the uprights. And Dunlap has the lead at the 4:50 mark of the first half. Second quarter, 9-6 Eagles. Back with Galesburg football in a moment. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
I'm Bill Butts. Divorce can be a disaster to the family situation, for grandparents, uncles, and aunts, as well as obviously to the children. That's why Illinois courts now favor mediation as a way of allowing the parents to work together to keep all these family relationships as intact as possible. Our office is committed to this goal.
If you're going through the complicated challenges of a divorce, turn to someone who has your family's best interests at heart. Turn to Bill Butts' Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
So Dunlap maneuvers its way down the field. Got good field position, to say the least, at the 35-yard line. And they score on a 29-yard field goal by Blake Abbott. 9-6 Eagles, 4:50 to go in the first half. And some of the coaches even concerned about a possible onside kick.
I think the front line's a little more aware of what might happen here. I would doubt if Dunlap would try it twice in a row, because the element of surprise is a big part of your offensive or your offside kick here.
It's a more of a line drive. It's aimed toward the 10-yard line and picked up. I would have let that go out of bounds. That would have been a penalty.
Yeah.
And a pretty good run back, and yet another fumble. I think Galesburg's falling on it. Nope, they were on it, and Dunlap, I believe, has it now. What is going on? Fourth fumble of the game.
And we got a silver streak down on the field as well.
Dunlap
does have the ball, and that's
a killer.
Just some real bad decision making there. Now, this was on the far side of the field, Mike, so maybe that wasn't as close to the, but it looked to me like it was headed out of bounds. And yeah, heck, you let that go out and you take the ball in great field position.
Hey, man.
But instead, we pick it up and not only don't get it that far, but also cough it up on a fumble. And yeah, we've still got a player down on the field, hopefully just somebody with his wind knocked out.
So the possessions of late. For Galesburg, fumbled on the kickoff. It was 4 plays and a punt, 4 plays and a fumble, and another fumble. So not going good right now. And Dunlap deep in Galesburg position. Still can't tell at this point exactly who they are tending to him. 4 coaches over there now and another on the way.
And Wes Olson on the way now to look things over too. You know, a lot of good running teams we've seen. The thing that's killed them has not been the other team, but it's been themselves laying the ball on the ground. And that one wasn't from scrimmage. It was on a kickoff, but still a crucial fumble. And it gives Dunlap the ball right back, puts our defense back out on the field. And we've still got the player down on the field right now.
So obviously a lot of concern on this side. The Galesburg faithful down below us brought in very large contingent. And everybody kind of looking on. The players line up. They get some extra coaching on the sideline, the folks in the game. And looks like there is some movement now. And
good.
Slow to get up, and it is that Jackson?
Yep, Robert Jackson.
Good to see him back up. He's played very well thus far. Streaks, though, in. Unable to hang on to the football so far, and they're fortunate to only be down 3 with 4:30 first half, and you know what the halftime talk is going to be all about. Secure the football.
Well, I was never too worried about Jackson on the ground because most of the coaches were just kind of standing around looking at each other, and that tells you they're just waiting for him to get his breath back and get
earlier
comfortable
he had,
again.
Had lost his breath, and he was down on the bench laying down, and he was fine after that. In the first game.
They weren't looking at a knee or an ankle or anything. They were just waiting for him to catch his breath. So he's off, and Dunlap is on the field with that offense again now, ready to try and strike once more.
Galesburg, 31-yard line. Dunlap, here comes a fourth receiver to the right.
Oh, man.
Trips, and they add Miller over there. And back to pass. So they overload that side. They go left side. Ball batted down. Nice job on the defensive side.
Ricketts,
batted down by Ricketts.
Yeah.
Got his big paw out there, 6'4", and knocked it down. Incomplete it goes.
Yeah, some deception tried there. Like you said, Mike, they loaded up four receivers, Trips, and then they added their fast guy, Miller, over here, and you're thinking, boy, they're going to go right, and then they try and throw it back left. But Ricketts, one of the few defenders we have over there, got the big hand up and said, no, you don't.
So it's a second and 10 from the 31. Try and avoid a play of 10 yards or more, and Abbott barely got that field goal through. I don't think he's got much more in the leg. 4:24 to go first half. Somehow need a big play on the defense, and they're going to have to work tonight. Extra duty out there is the time of possession leaning Dunlap's way. Back to pass. Now is Schrader. He's rolling right. They love to move that pocket. Fires it out on the right side. Pass caught near the first down stick. A little bit short as he's dropped over there by Justin Davidson. And making the catch for Dunlap was Peter Sorensen.
Yeah, that's just a good throw and catch. Davidson had pretty good coverage on him. He's given up some size to Sorensen, but he was right there to make the stick, and that pass had to be perfect, and it was a tough catch.
9-yard pickup.
I'm a little surprised that Schrader doesn't run with the ball more because he's had some opportunities to turn that corner, and but it seems like he always elects to throw it.
And in a shotgun in a third and one situation here from the 22. Schrader, he's going to roll left this time. The pressure is on. He's going to let it fly deep on the left side. Out of bounds it goes. Fourth down and one. He is throwing against his body, running to his left, letting it fly with the right hand, and really not even close to the intended receiver on the deep in the end zone on the left side, Sensabaugh.
Yeah. Well, and as much as I like the innovation of the spread offense, I think at some point common sense has to come into play. When you got third and one, why take a shot at the end zone? I mean, you've got to be able to run the ball a little bit if you're going to compete this year. And I thought that was kind of silly for them to throw that thing in that spot and now bring up a fourth and one, and now they've got a tough call here.
Yeah. And they're going to spread it out, of course, two to the right, two to the left. Miller back with his quarterback, Schrader. Fourth and one from about the 22-yard line, 4:11 to go. And a timeout, Dunlap. So they take a look at Galesburg's defense. They're going to talk things over. We'll take the timeout. 4:11 to go in the second quarter. Dunlap 9, Galesburg 6. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
Galesburg High School Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography at 193 West Main Street in Galesburg. Timeless images for you and your family. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
Did you know for $12 a month you could have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
WGIL and the Galesburg Public Schools Foundation congratulate Keith Legg of Galesburg, who found the duck this week at the main fire station at the Public Safety Building. Congratulations from WGIL.
4:11 to go, second quarter, 9-6 Dunlap. A huge play coming up, fourth down and one from around the 22. Galesburg on the defensive side in territory. So the play call from the sideline, and here they come.
I would think, well, if you're ever going to line up in traditional formation, you'd do it here on
absolutely
fourth and one. But they're still going with the shotgun.
Galesburg's linebackers creeping in. And it is Schrader in shotgun, of course.
Just trying to get us to jump.
That's what it is. Oh, and they do snap it back to pass. Looking for a little out on the left side and wrapped up. Short of the first down. Good pursuit by the defense. Getting a hand on him first was Cole Spinks. No, it was not Spinks. It was a nice play by Kevin Hurd, who got a hand on him first. So Dunlap, second time in the game, they give it away on downs.
Yeah, Spinks' defense comes off to a deservedly good hand from the Galesburg crowd over here. Like you said, Mike, a good-sized group made the trip over for this opener. And good defense. And again, I got to think Dunlap's going to have problems this year if they can't even get a yard in situations like that. You can't rely on screen passes and magic tricks to get you a yard all season, especially when they're going to run into the likes of Metamora and Washington in weeks 3 and 4. It just isn't going to work for them. They got to come up with some way to get a yard.
So Galesburg gets it on the 24-yard line, going to go off right tackle and pick up probably about 4 yards, it looks like. Line of scrimmage was the 24, still a lot of time, 3:53 to go in the second quarter. Ullman was the guy who took the football, and he gets it out to the 27-yard line. A gain of 3 is a second down and 7.
Love to see the Streaks break a long run here just before the half and make Dunlap pay for their inefficiency and blown chances on offense the last two possessions. Streaks with that big play potential,
no
still
doubt.
With Steck at the quarterback at any moment.
Man in motion, Steck, he fakes, keeps it himself. They wrap him up as he gets close to the 30-yard line. So they're not biting in that front. Not a huge front, but certainly an effective group up there as they'll put the football right around the 30-yard line. 30, called the 29, a gain of 2 is a third and a short 5.
Well, as long as you're playing assignment football and you stay in, keep the middle clogged up in there wherever Steck's trying to go and lay a couple of pieces of shoulder pad on him, you're going to get along okay. That was Nicholas Mangieri on the tackle for Dunlap that time. Mangieri, the sophomore, who we've also heard good things about at quarterback.
He's their future.
So we have yet to see him on the offensive side as Schrader's done the quarterbacking, but he did a nice job that time on the defense.
Man in motion is Drexler Blue. He's going to get the pitch on the left side, trying to get a block. He puts his head down, somehow stays on his feet. 3-4 guys pop him. He's finally brought down over there. One of the guys making the tackle was the Schulze, the linebacker. So they're going to have to give the ball back via the punt and get one more stand. And I'll tip my hat to his defense. They have been very, very good so far tonight.
Yeah, number 58, linebacker Bailey Lepp. He's a physical kid. He came over and laid a lick on there, too, to make sure that Drexler finally went down. And Lepp,
wait a minute, they got a first down on that.
Good body, 6'2", 215. So, excellent.
They got a first down out of that.
And that was mostly Drexler. He
outstanding.
Made that happen, breaking 3 or 4 tackles.
Wow.
Oh,
and Steck lost it for a moment. Dropped down and some problems between the center and the quarterback. So kudos to Blue for picking up the first down. He fought his way to that. I thought he was going to come up a yard short, put my head down, and the next thing I know, they were going to the huddle. But we're going to lose a yard here on what appeared to be a poor exchange between Ricketts and Steck. So a loss of 1.
That's, 4 or 5 times we put it on the ground in this first half.
Yeah, that's 5. Lost 3. Second and 11. 1:47 to go first half. Dunlap really pinching on the outside with the cornerbacks. One of them is Sensabaugh and the linebacker. Here's a pitch right side to Meredith trying to cut it back. And he gets across the 35, out around the 36-37 board. He's brought down, and the clock stops. I think he got out of that.
Must have been a big hit on that Dunlap slide.
Yeah, they were cheering.
Yeah, far away from us over there. But the whole bench was excited, and the fans were up. So big hit the defense, and the Streaks now with a third and long. And here's the stark contrast between these two teams. Galesburg would be much better in those third and fourth and ones that Dunlap can't convert, that they've had opportunities. So Dunlap would be much better at third and 11 than we are with their passing game, and so we'll see if we come up with anything here that can get it through the air.
Minute 35 to go first half. Steck back to pass, has some time. He airs it out. Right side, can he catch up? Yes! Ball is caught and racing toward the end zone. A touchdown for the Silver Streaks. Wow. 64 yards. And the Streaks are back on top. A surprise play via the pass. I want to say it was Nate Olin who caught that ball. It was. A surprise play as Galesburg gets on the board. Second touchdown of the game. 64-yard pass play. Stacked to Olin, and Galesburg on top, 12-9.
Silver Streaks caught Dunlap off guard that time, and really Olin wasn't that far behind the defender.
No.
Had a couple of yards. It just had to be a perfect throw, and Steck put it right there on the far sideline. That was a heck of a toss, and what a way to take the lead.
They are going to go for 2. Here's a handoff. Through the middle is not going anywhere. Is
is Jackson.
Jackson with the two-point conversion. It falls short, but we have a winner, Hungry Hobo 2 now tonight, Mark Stiegel of Gilson. $10 gift certificate from Hungry Hobo, and his name will be in the final drawing for a party sub from Hungry Hobo at the end of the football season. 1:25 to go first half. Galesburg back on top, 12-9 over Dunlap. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
Stability, especially these days, is a good thing. And there are some things in this world that we should always be able to count on. Family to love us, food to nourish us, a home to comfort us, and good health to ensure everything else matters. That's where OSF St. Mary Medical Center comes in. Since 1909, we've been a vital part of Galesburg and the communities we serve. OSF St. Mary isn't going anywhere, but with constant medical advances, we're always moving forward. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital, right here in Galesburg for 100 years and counting.
Tune in to Cardinal Baseball Saturday as the Redbirds take on the Washington Nationals. Coverage begins at 5:42.
It's Cardinals Baseball on WGIL.
Seesaw game. Galesburg back on top, 12-9. And Dunlap has some time. And I know you saw it. And Galesburg's going to kick the football off. Were they penalized on that? I know Wes was very demonstrative on the sideline. And so we're going to again ask this defense to continue its solid play as they've been put up against some tough situations, and so far they're doing very well. They're going to kick it off from the 25.
And Tom Hawkins, not too happy about that either. So you get the score, but you hate to give up that
15 yardage,
especially when you got a 1:25 on the clock. You don't want Dunlap to get good field position, but they figure to probably get it here.
So the kick on the way, a line drive over the middle. Taken on the bounce at the 29-yard line. It is Caleb Miller with the football approaching midfield. He's dropped right around the 45-yard line, so pretty good field position, but nothing like what they've had in previous possessions. So Dunlap with the ball, 1:10 to work out of that spread offense and trailing Galesburg 12-9.
Special teams tackle that time, a collaborative effort between number 68 Daniel Junk and number 80 Calvin Mosley, both in on the hit that time to slow down the speed burner from Dunlap. And a lot of teams, if you're playing with 1:10 to go in the half, you probably figure you're in pretty good shape, but these guys, you never know what wrinkle they're going to throw into this offense. So
that is for sure.
We shall find out.
A new man in motion who hasn't been in the game before, Jacob Zarley. Actually, he's a receiver. They put him in motion. They're going right up the gut this time across midfield, down around the 48-yard line. Yeah.
They have third and fourth and one last possession and won't hand it off, and here they do it on first and 10.
So, Miller, the ball carrier, he got quite a bit. He got 8 yards out of that. And their biggest gain of the game, his second carry, 2 carries for 9 yards, and they finally go over positive yardage on the rushing attack. Second and 2 from the 46, and they go right back up the gut. I don't know what they're doing.
These guys are the hardest team to figure out I've ever seen.
It's almost like, well, let's just go in and Galesburg's going to get the ball to start the second half, so they're not really attacking. 30 seconds to go in the half, third down and 2, so no gain on the last play. So 3 receivers now out there, and it's back to pass. Schrader looking. He fires deep to the right. Get over there. He's going to catch it. Good coverage on the right side. Did he catch it?
Yes,
he did. Oh, my. He literally snuck that ball in there. Justin Davidson was sitting right there, and the ball was caught. Was it Zarley? It was Zarley who caught it. Now, with 14 seconds to go, they're going to call a timeout because that is a huge gain all the way down around the 10-yard line.
Heck of a throw on the move by Schrader. Now is our defense's fault. We let him get behind us. Davidson let him get behind, and then Meredith came over to help out, but neither guy there. And that's a situation you know their only hope is to throw the ball long like that, and still you let the guy get behind you, and that's what's going to happen. A heck of a catch.
Wow. 44 yards.
That ball hung up in the air. Davidson adjusting a little bit, and like we said, Meredith coming over to help out. They were in the area, but the receiver able to wrestle that thing away. And so now Dunlap with a good kicker. If they can't get the touchdown, I assume they take a shot at it maybe here. And then if that doesn't work, they kick the field goal to try and tie this thing up at the half.
Boy, they got that all the way down to the 6. So actually it was a 48-yard pass play from Schrader to Zarley. So some three big pass plays on the afternoon or the evening. 144 yards passing in the first half. The rushing attack's been negligible, literally negative yards. But through the air, they've been dangerous. So a first down and goal from the Galesburg 6. 14 seconds huge stand, to say the least. Line to the right, they stick one of their receivers. That's Peter Sorensen. And now three. Three to the right, one to the left. And they've got Kearns back behind the quarterback. Schrader getting the snap back to pass. He has some pressure, rolls to his right, lets it fly. Tough catch if he could get it. Down to the knees of the intended receiver, incomplete. Good coverage over there. Had some linebacker help. Cole Spinks was in the area. Also Jared Carl there. So an incomplete pass, and 9.6 on the clock. Second down and goal.
Now, they tried to throw it underneath to Miller, and I think they were trying to sell, because what I thought they would do is go with Sorensen, because we've seen the way he's lanky. He can stretch out. I thought they might just throw it near the out-of-bounds mark and let him stretch for it. He was running a corner route in the end zone, but then they tried Miller underneath, and it came up a little short.
Two on the right, one on the left, one in the slot on the left side, so a four-receiver set here. Kearns next to the quarterback, fakes to Kearns, lobs it in the end zone. Deep, he is, I'm going to say that was offensive pass interference of anything. They've thrown a flag.
I don't think that's the call we're going
to
get,
but
though.
But that is no doubt was a push on Sorensen on that side.
They tried to get Sorensen
side.
In that corner. That's what we expected.
And they instead appear to be willing to flag it on Holloway, but I saw the other guy push first.
Well, this brings up an interesting call, because if this brings it closer to the goal line, there's only 4.5 seconds left.
That's true.
Do they kick the field goal and go in tied at the half? And it looks like that's what they're going to do. Here comes the unit.
So half the distance goes as a 3-yard penalty against Galesburg. So they're going to try and tie the ball game, and that's probably a smart thing. You're only going to get one more play. They haven't shown much in the way of running at all. So down at the one, it's essentially going to be about an 18-yard field goal attempt. Abbott kicked one through from 29 earlier.
But he also missed an extra point earlier.
He did. So, the holder,
the little guy,
David Babcock, all of 5'5", and that's stretching it. Ball is on the way, and it looks good from here. It is. With 0.1 seconds on the clock, Abbott kicks his second field goal of the night. This one from 18 yards, and Dunlap has tied the game at 12, and they will probably onside kick here.
Well, 1/10 of a second. Yeah, you just squib it somewhere. Well, we thought this might be a long game with Dunlap throwing the ball on almost every
possession.
And yeah, we're not to halftime yet, and it feels like we ought to be almost done with the night. But whatever it takes, if we can get out of here with a win. But this has been a terrific ball game through this first half. A lot of twists and turns in this one, and who knows what the second half holds, but you get the feeling it's going to be pretty close all the way down to the end, just like it was last year when these two teams went overtime.
Two of the previous three have been very, very close, and despite the turnovers, the fumbles, and that, the defense, that was a tough play. They made a nice catch. They let the receiver get position on that, and he made a heck of a play. So, got to grab the ball here. 0.1 on the clock, tied at 12. And trying to get into halftime with a tie and get the ball in the third quarter, as Galesburg has had some success running the football with 93 yards on 23 carries in the first half, and a big pass play from Steck to Olin of 64 yards. A little bit of both. Steck a touchdown running it and one throwing it. And a great player. Abbott the kicker here, and they will line up to onside it. They do not onside it. They kick it rather short. It is taken about the 30-yard line and going down. Hold on to the football. Getting it for Galesburg was Nathan Mines, and that is the end of the first half. Both teams scored 6 in the first quarter. Both teams scored 6 in the second. Galesburg's points via 2 touchdowns. Dunlap, a touchdown and 2 field goals. Even Steven after 2. Stay tuned for the halftime report. It is brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey, getting you back in the game. 12-12 our score, back with the halftime in just a moment. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
Preaching, teaching, and nagging. It's Dr. Laura.
He wants an unpaid whore. If that's what you'd like to be, drop your drawers. If not, drop him.
Dr. Laura.
Dr. Laura.
You're a 34-year-old woman. A guy wants to do you for no other reason than he needs sex. What's the complexity here?
There is no complexity, I guess.
You guess?
Dr. Laura.
Go dumping.
The Dr. Laura Program, weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies.
I know we just met, Trophy, but
I love you.
You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners.
Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Key Largo. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Love.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Sandy Hillier at Wells Fargo Advisors, formerly Wachovia. Together we will go far. Cloudy tonight, overnight low of 55. Sunny tomorrow, high of 70. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low of 49. And on Sunday, sunny, high of 69. It's 64 at WGIL.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks football continues with a Galesburg Orthopedic Services Halftime Report. Brought to you by Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey. Getting you back into the game. The station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks football. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Even at the half, Galesburg and Dunlap on Dunlap's home field. Their band out performing, wearing the maroon and yellow, the yellow tops, and we're tied at 12. Galesburg and Dunlap is even. The only knock really on Galesburg so far in the first half, the fumbles. Going to have to cut down on that. You expect some rust, and no doubt, in the first game of the season. And they have put the ball on the turf five times and lost three of those. So that's allowed Dunlap to, without any kind of rushing game at all, pretty good passing game, and to stay even with the streak so far. And the streaks toward the second half, other than the big pass play, really couldn't, didn't get in much of an offensive rhythm in that second quarter. They did get things started. They got the ball on the 48-yard line on their first possession of the game. Dunlap ended up punting the ball away. They started on the 32, ran three plays, and were done. Galesburg got it on the 48 and worked it down the field, a 12-play, 52-yard drive, capped off by an Andrew Steck one-yard touchdown, a keeper, point after attempt. Unfortunately, no good. So Galesburg at that point, it was the 4-12 mark of the first quarter, led Dunlap 6-0. We heard a lot about this high-powered offense, the spread attack that Dunlap's been using. They got the football on the 33-yard line on their second drive, and one play was a big one. So it's a shotgun back to pass. Schrader looking over the middle. Nice throw, and he has a man wide open. Caleb Miller is going to go to the house. Big touchdown, 67-yard pass from Schrader to Caleb Miller, and Dunlap is on the board. We're tied at 6 at the 3:55 mark of the first quarter. And like Galesburg, Dunlap missed the point after attempt. So at that point, at 3:55 to go first quarter, tied at 6. Both teams fought through more than 7 minutes in the second quarter before anybody able to connect. Dunlap took advantage of a Galesburg fumble and started the drive on the 35-yard line, ran five plays, and got the football inside the Galesburg 20. And Blake Abbott, a 29-yard field goal attempt. Kick is on the way. It has the distance, and it's good. So officially a 29-yard field goal from Abbott. Splits the uprights, and Dunlap has the lead at the 4:50 mark of the first half. 12-9, Dunlap at that point. Galesburg, a little later on, another fumble. As we mentioned, five fumbles in the first half. They've lost three of those fumbles. And Dunlap has taken advantage of that a little bit on offense. But Galesburg, toward the tail end of the first half, at the 1:25 mark, they found themselves in a tough situation. Had not completed a pass most throughout the game at that point, and got down into a third and long situation. And Andrew Steck showed he has improved his throwing ability. Steck back to pass. Has some time. He airs it out. Right side. Can he catch up? Yes. Ball is caught and racing toward the end zone. A touchdown for the Silver Streaks. Wow. 64 yards. And the Streaks are back on top. A surprise play via the pass. Caleb Ullman, the man on the receiving end of that touchdown pass from Andrew Steck. The Streaks went for two and unable to secure the extra point. So at that part of the game, Galesburg had reclaimed a three-point lead, 12-9. Dunlap on its final possession of the first half. A huge pass play down on the right side, just near the goal line, a 58, make it a 48-yard pass play, was complete to Jake Zarley out on the right side. They had the ball near the goal line. Time was about to expire, so they brought Abbott back out for another field goal attempt. Ball is on the way, and it looks good from here it is. With 0.1 seconds on the clock, Abbott kicks his second field goal of the night, this one from 18 yards, and Dunlap has tied the game at 12. Dunlap thought they might onside kick it with 0.1 on the clock to get Galesburg maybe into another fumble. They did not do that. They kicked it pretty much straight ahead. Galesburg successfully corrals the football. Down they go. And into the half, we are tied at 12 apiece. And Galesburg will have the football when we begin the second half. We'll come back and take a look at some of the numbers. Score or two to pass your way, as well on the regional scoreboard and some of the other games going on tonight. Certainly all the Western Big Six teams in non-conference action. And primarily, there's a one or two around the area that are conference games at this point. Mostly non-conference games, although a lot of the teams from the Super Conference are among the same conference but in different divisions, so non-divisional games, we'll call it in that case. So either way, a lot of action on this opening night of high school football in the state of Illinois. 12-12 at Dunlap, Galesburg, and the host Eagles. We're back with more in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
Hi, this is Jeff and Lori from Kohl's Diamond Gallery.
Some places want to fool you with the illusion of great values, but what they don't tell you is that the quality has suffered dramatically.
Lori and I take a lot of pride in every piece of merchandise in our store. We hand-select every diamond, which means you'll never find anything less than the finest quality.
Come and let the Kohl's Diamond Gallery family take care of you. We will make sure you're satisfied with your purchase and guarantee you'll want to visit us again.
Kohl's Diamond Gallery, 54 South Seminary, downtown Galesburg. Forever starts here.
Galesburg High School Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography, visit online at billgaitherphotography.com, and by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
Red 22.
It's Patsy Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
Blue 45.
We're proud to support the Silver Streaks football team and cheer them on to another winning season.
What do you think of these drapes for my living room?
Red for $22 or the blue for $45?
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
I'm Will Stevenson. WGIL was first to report the story of Mayor Sal Garza being named in a police report regarding a dispute at a road construction site. Get the full story in the news section of WGIL.com.
Back at Dunlap, of course, a very busy, busy night on this first week of the high school football season. Been keeping an eye on the Knoxville-Abingdon game at Abingdon. Got started at 7 o'clock, so they'll finish up ahead of us. And it's been all Knoxville after three. The Blue Bullets leading the Commandos 32-0. And, of course, all the Western Big Six teams taking on non-conference opponents tonight. Got Quincy taking on Alton. Also in the mix, Moline taking on a team that beat them last year, Algonquin Jacobs, and only won a single game after that one. Rock Island, good matchup today with Fenwick at Rock Island. A couple of playoff teams from a year ago. Rocky, of course, into the semifinals in Class 6A. They are ranked eighth in the state so far. They will take on Crete Moni either next week or the week after without seeing the schedule. And Crete Moni, a team that Vic Boblett said they're very, very fortunate to get away with a 7-6 victory. Crete Moni ranked fifth this year, so they're not playing any easy schedule, that's for sure, the Rocks this year. But here it's Galesburg and Dunlap becoming more familiar foes in a very, very good football game so far. Kick out the turnovers. That's been the only real issue for Galesburg, but give the defense a ton of credit. Pretty much a brand-new secondary from last season, and they have done a phenomenal job. A couple of hiccups, no doubt about it. That's going to happen against an offense that throws as much as Dunlap does. And we'll take a look at those numbers. Dunlap running the ball, forget it. 8 carries for minus 7 yards. They've done their damage through the air. Logan Schrader, 6 of 14 in the first half for 144 yards and a touchdown. On the receiving end of those passes, Jake Zarley toward the end of the first half, a 48-yard reception. Caleb Miller, 2 grabs for 88 yards, one a 67-yard touchdown, and the other a 21-yard pass play, a screen play over the middle. 9 yards for Peter Sorensen, one of the receivers out on the right side most of the night. And minus one on a couple of catches for Luke Sensabaugh, who's done a lot of his damage. Just 2 two-way players on this Dunlap squad, and Sensabaugh is one of them. Very versatile player. He can run the ball, he can catch it, and he was the quarterback last year, so he's done a nice job. So total offense, 137 yards for Dunlap, and 22 plays so far rushing the football. Caleb Miller, the only guy with positive yardage, three carries for 9 yards. Got a lot of that on an 8-yard gain on his second carry of the game, which was late in the second quarter. Galesburg on the ground, 23 carries for 93 yards, leading the way. Andrew Steck, 50 yards. He has one of the touchdowns, a 1-yard keeper. 27 yards on four carries for junior Robert Jackson. Drexler Blue, three carries for 13 yards, four carries for Caleb Ullman, 6 yards. And Aaron Meredith, three carries for minus three. The big pass play to Nate Olin. 64-yard touchdown strike from Andrew Steck to Nate Olin. And a 17-yard grab for Robert Jackson. So Jackson all-purpose yards tonight, 44. Galesburg 93 on the ground. Steck 2 for 2 for 81 yards. So 174 yards of total offense for Galesburg. So the Streaks outgained Dunlap in the first half. Galesburg ran 25 plays of offense. So pretty much even in terms of the total number of plays run. Galesburg the edge in the yardage, and certainly Dunlap without a turnover in this game. Galesburg with 3 miscues, all on fumbles. Fumbled the football 5 times and lost 3 of those. And Dunlap has not necessarily made Galesburg pay totally, as they've had some unbelievable field position in this ballgame. When you look at it, the 49 of Galesburg, the 47 of their own. Galesburg's 35, Galesburg's 31, and their last possession started on their own 45-yard line. So you average all that out, and they've basically had the football either just inside Galesburg territory or about midfield. So they've had real good field position and just came away with 12 points. So give the defense a lot of credit. Galesburg on the other side started the game on their own 48-yard line. A 12-play touchdown drive ensued, then a fumble on the kickoff, a punt on the third possession, a fumble on the fourth possession, fumble on the fifth possession, and then the touchdown pass from Steck to Olin on the fifth possession. So that's pretty much the story at this point, as Galesburg and Dunlap knotted up at 12 apiece. Cheerleaders here putting on a show for the folks at Dunlap. Just a beautiful evening. You'd swear it was October out here. And, boy, just as clear as it can be, and a beautiful, beautiful night for high school football. We'll talk when we come back with the offensive coordinator for the Silver Streaks momentarily, Jay Barshinger. Jim Lee will go down on the field, have a word with him. 12-12, our score at the half. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Tune in to Cardinal Baseball Saturday as the Redbirds take on the Washington Nationals. Coverage begins at 5:42.
It's Cardinals Baseball on WGIL.
At the half at Dunlap, we're tied at 12, 6.5 minutes or so before they will tick the clock down, if you will, to zero and another 3 minutes, and we'll be ready to play football in the second half. So the halftime festivities still going on. Galesburg out on the south side of the football field, still getting some instruction. Dunlap has not come out of the locker room yet, so maybe some of the mystery has been figured out. Is the spread offense certainly true? The no huddle, we did not see any of that, but definitely a passing team, even deep in Galesburg territory. Certainly they've got a couple more tricks up their sleeve. Their head coach, Brett Caslett, coming from Monunk Fieldcrest, where he was successful 3 years of 22-8. Couple of Hungry Hobo touchdown contest winners in the first half. Gary Downard of Galesburg, Mark Stiegel of Gilson. $10 gift certificates from Hungry Hobo in Galesburg, and their names will be entered in the final drawing for a party sub from Hungry Hobo at the end of the football season. You can register at Hungry Hobo in Galesburg, and we'll have a name for each quarter of the football game. So obviously we'll have another name in the third quarter and another name in the fourth. We're 2 for 2 so far. That's good news for the Streaks when that happens. Jay Barshinger, the offensive coordinator, he'll visit with Jim Lee when we come back in just a moment. That portion of the game is brought to you by attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
What's with the long face?
Well, I'm a Basset Hound.
So, you haven't lost your sense of humor?
I've lost everything else.
Having trouble with the old retrieval.
Easy for you. You still run like a pup.
A few years ago, my knees started screaming, so I started taking glucosamine and chondroitin pills.
Really? I watch what I eat.
Eagle Pack for you youngsters. I think you're ready for the adult formula. If you're good, I'll get you a Senior Kong.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
WGIL and the Galesburg Public Schools Foundation congratulate Keith Legg of Galesburg, who found the duck this week at the main fire station at the Public Safety Building. Congratulations from WGIL.
At Dunlap, 12-12 our score at the intermission. The Silver Streaks and Dunlap both putting up 6 points apiece in the first quarter. And six again in the second quarter to account for the scores. Galesburg, a couple of touchdowns. Dunlap, a touchdown, and two field goals by their kicker. Ironically, missed the extra point on the first touchdown and the only touchdown Galesburg scored, or rather Dunlap scored the first half. But made good on a fairly long attempt from 28 yards out, call it 29 rather, and an 18-yard field goal to boot to tie the game at the end of the first half. So certainly a heck of a game on Galesburg's hands. The defense playing very, very well. The offense certainly talking ball control and looking for Jim down there, and he's going to visit with Jay Barshinger in just a moment as they're still in huddle formation, really, the whole group at the other end of the football field. So we'll see them break apart momentarily, and then Jim will have a word with Jay, talk a little bit about the offense, the ball control situation, Galesburg's success at times, being able to run the football, and then a lot like what Dunlap did on one of their possessions, a pass play that went for huge, huge yardage. So that was one of those things that maybe Dunlap didn't expect. And their guy, Caleb Miller, broke free over the middle and took off. Similar play to what the Galesburg sophomores did in their win over Dunlap. We're trailing in the game 14-11, more than midway through the fourth quarter. And a completed pass over the middle of the football field and a touchdown scored after that. Galesburg's defense held steady, and they won a close one 17-14. The Galesburg freshmen will be here tomorrow to play their game against Dunlap, and then you wipe away this slate and get ready for Peoria Richwoods and the home opener coming up next Friday night at Van Dyke Field. So that'll be a lot of fun. Don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. A tough, tough team tonight from the Mid-Illini Conference in Dunlap, and they'll start getting into some of their conference games very, very soon. Of course, they've got Metamora on their schedule. And Jim and I talked about a little bit in the first half, not able to really run the football, or at least not willing at this point to run. Maybe they can, and they're not showing it yet. But, boy, that's a team, two-time defending state champion. You're going to have to run the ball a little bit to have success. Now, I have spotted Jim walking his way across the field. Better him than me. A little chilly out there, getting down to the low 50s tonight and probably down around 49 tomorrow night, but he's walking across the field, and we'll catch up with Jay as they've still kind of huddled up on the end. Clock winding down. Here comes the Dunlap players, so at 1:15, they'll add another 3 minutes to it, so about 4 minutes before we get the second half kicked off, and Jim will go on the sideline and find Jay, and I think he has found Jay, and we'll get the microphone ready to go as Streaks tied with Dunlap, Jay Barshinger and Jim Lee. Or maybe not. It was Sean Hickey. All right, so Jay's not out there yet. That's why Jim didn't give me the thumbs up back. So we heard from Sean in the pregame talking about the defense and some of the things that they were looking to do and some of the things they expected out of Dunlap. And I'd have to give them a heck of a grade right now as they've been very good. And Jim's kind of got his arm stretched out like he's missing his coach. So we'll hang on to it here as at least until Jay comes around. Opposite, different setup here at Dunlap is in the previous time that we were here, we were across the field in the press box there, and this is more of a coach's box, certainly close quarters, no doubt about it. Turns out to be a pretty good vantage point being on this side. You get to be with the Galesburg fans instead of being underneath a lot or above, a lot of Dunlap fans on the other side. So from that perspective, we like this. It's a strange setup at Van Dyke Field. Love it there. But one of those situations where you're on the opposing side, fans on the sideline. Now I see Jay walking and Jim waiting for him about midfield. But a little different setup there, but can't wait to get back home and play on the home field and see what this team can do. But, boy, an exciting second half coming up. And Jim looked up at the clock. I haven't seen him stick the 3 minutes back up yet, just sitting there at zero, but the streak stretching out. And some pointing, and here comes Jay running his way over there. So, finally, long discussion at the half. Check in and see maybe what a little bit of that was about as we finally send it down on the field to Jim Lee.
We are here with Jay Barshinger down on the field. And, Jay, that was an entertaining first half from a fan standpoint, but probably frustrating at times for a coach.
It certainly is. You know, our big thing all week has been not to give up the big plays defensively, and we had a couple letdowns that way. But the defense has held them. I mean, 3 out of 4 times, kept them, you know, inside the 20, kept them off the out of the end zone. So that's been a positive. Offensively, we got to take care of the ball better.
Well, in the first series, we really looked like we manhandled them, went down the field, and you're thinking we're going to run a lot of clock in this game, but that was the only time we really had a sustained drive.
Yeah, and a lot of that is because, you know, some of the fumbles we've had and kind of the negative plays. You know, sometimes you score early the first time and you think it's going to be easy. I don't know. You know, we've moved the ball some. We've had some big plays ourselves. You know, we just got to settle down and be able to grind the ball out and, you know, do more of our, you know, 5 yards, 3 yards, 5 yards, and just keep moving the ball down the field.
You know, we're in that 3rd and 11, though, on the touchdown play, and we're thinking, boy, I'm not sure we're going to be able to pull this off, and then what a perfect throw from Stack.
It really was, and Nate made a great catch out there, and it was really a great play for both of them. You know, they're pressing the line of scrimmage quite a bit, trying to keep us from running our option stuff, and, you know, we thought we had a chance on the outside, and like I said, Andrew made a great play, and Nate had a great catch out there.
In talking with the team at halftime, was the number one stress hang on to the football?
Absolutely. That's, you know, absolutely number one offensively. You know, there's some other things we need to talk about and some doing. You know, like I said, they're pinching in real hard, so we need to do some change of the blocking things. But, you know, ball security is a huge thing.
Yeah, and it seems like running inside has been real tough for us again. We've gotten outside with Jackson a few times. Do we go to that some more?
Well, you know, we'd like to develop that fullback and get inside. And if you keep going outside, then you kind of, you know, are one-dimensional. I think we've changed some things up. We'll show some different formations the second half, try to widen them out a little bit, and try to get the ball inside, which will make our outside runs even more successful.
Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and win this. It's very winnable right now.
It is. Thank you.
Jay Barshinger here at halftime. Down on the field is the Streaks, and the Eagles are tied at 12. Back up to the box with Mike.
And thank you to Jim and Coach Jay Barshinger. Under a minute to go before we kick off the second half. Let's run some baseball scores by you. The Cardinals at home tonight. You'd think it'd be easy against the lowly Washington Nationals, but that's not been the case. The Nats lead it 2-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Cubs earlier today defeated the New York Mets 5-2. And the Chicago White Sox with a tough task of playing the Yankees. They are in extra innings, middle of the 10th now. And the White Sox-Yankees tied at 2 apiece. And some other games of interest. Philadelphia, Atlanta still battling it out in the National League East. Philly leading 3-1 in the top of the fifth inning. Boston and Toronto. Boston trying to, they're probably not going to catch New York, but trying to hang around in the wild card race and get to the postseason. 5-5, top of the eighth with Toronto. The Dodgers, a bit of a surprise, losing to the Cincinnati Reds 4-1 in the top of the ninth inning. Milwaukee, an 8-6 lead over Pittsburgh in the top of the seventh. And Houston and Arizona tied at 2 in the bottom of the second inning. So, again, the Cardinals trying to hold their lead over the Cubs in the National League Central, and right now it's Washington up 2-1 as the Cubs already gain a half game with a win over the New York Mets earlier today. So the teams get ready. Galesburg will get the football when we get started in the second half. And not really surprised based on what Jay Barshinger said, ball control, and I did see him pinching a lot of the linebackers and the cornerbacks coming up and pinching on the outside. Very much aware of it. Galesburg can take that ball outside.
Tell you what, they were pinching over at the concession stand,
oh, yeah?
Too. Oh, man, this is a big crowd here tonight. You couldn't hardly walk around the stadium. And
well, I didn't see you for a while. I got nervous.
Boy, the lines at the concession stand and the restroom are still clear back to the fence.
Man.
So this is probably as big a crowd as they may have all year. Your opener brings out a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Galesburg, this is the biggest Galesburg crowd
very
we've
much
seen
so.
On the road for a football game in a long, long time. So this is
big
encouraging.
Crowd. So they'll kick it away. Doing the honors for Dunlap, putting it in the air. Kyle Steinman And the ball takes a bounce. Not a real long kick. And
it's Meredith.
Meredith, yeah, he takes it off around the 30. Thought he had a break for just a moment. Got it across the 30, out around the 33-yard line, and that's where Galesburg will begin their first drive of the second half. See if they can put something together.
Oh, my bad. It was actually Jackson, I think, on that. Get my 24 and 34 mixed up. But we're doing a better job tonight because the Streaks have new road uniforms.
I am so grateful.
Instead of having white letters outlined in black, they're just a solid black number. And it's so much easier to tell who the players are out there with this road uniform with the black on the white.
Olin, the receiver wide to the right. And it's an unbalanced line as they move shift to the left. So the slot's there. Olman, the fullback. They send Meredith in motion. Steck, he fakes. He keeps it, looking for some room along the left side, and he is collared. Nice play from Dunlap, one of the linebackers over there to make the stop. It looked like...
Well, I've got it as Daniel Clements, number
19. That's him. Actually, he's one of the cornerbacks, so he came out from that position and made a great stop.
Well, and they're really doing their assignments well, because if it would have been a fullback dive, which, again, is your first option, they had that pretty well clogged up. Even though big Ryan Ricketts is snapping that ball and trying to clear some house there, they've done a nice job inside, and then you got your linebackers filling when we try and run it outside. So, you know, as Jay Barsinger said, that first possession we had tonight where we marched it down and got a touchdown made it look a little too easy, because since that time we have not been able to sustain anything.
Loss of one by Steck. So back to the formation. They'll try it again up the middle. This time it is the fullback Olman. Nothing there. Nothing to be gained. They tried to go right up the gut.
It's been the case all night.
So no gain brings up a third down and 11. All around the 32-yard line, and Ullman's been quiet. Five carries for 6 yards on the evening. The Dunlap defense right now, whatever adjustments they've made, though Galesburg not really trying anything too terribly fancy. They'll go with two receivers to the right. Jackson, one of those receivers, and Olin, one to the left. Steck under center. Corners back off a little bit. They're going to pitch it left side. Here is Meredith spinning, gets around one guy, and he's dropped shy of the 35-yard line, down around the 33, so just a gain of one and a fourth down as Galesburg unable to get much going on that drive.
Boy, linebacker Travis Weaver up there for the tackle. And their linebacking core, as it always is here at Dunlap, real good. I'm sure impressed with Weaver and Bailey Lepp. They're both 6'2". One goes 215. Weaver, who made the tackle there, they're showing it 240. I don't know if he's quite that big.
No, that was much different than the paper had a few guys in there. They had him at 215.
Yeah, that,
I think it was. Nobody
he
was
runs
close.
Moves like that. But you don't want a linebacker at 240 very often.
No, that's too big.
Not going to move him, maybe from the NFL, but not in not in high school.
So it is Steck back to punt. They have one guy deep around the 36-yard line. That is Miller. He does a lot for this team. Steck, it's blocked.
Oh, no.
And it's down on the ground, and Dunlap racing after it, and they have the football. Or do they? They lost it, and Galesburg may have got the ball back. I think they did. We'll see. They did. So Mangieri got the block, but it looked like for Galesburg coming out of there, it may have been Tyler Bond.
Well, I guess the question would be, if Dunlap had it and was advancing it and then fumbled, it would be our ball. But if they never actually had possession and the ball was bouncing around, it's still Dunlap football at that spot. And I think that's what they're calling it, Mike.
Oh, boy. That's not good. Yeah, the offense for Dunlap is out there, so the punt's blocked. And Dunlap a golden opportunity here on the Streaks 10-yard line. Wow.
Well, you know they're about due for a turnover.
Yeah, I'd say they haven't had one yet. First and well, apparently they can get a first down. I was watching the sticks here.
And I noticed there, now that it's dark, the grass starting to get a little wet out there, a lot of moisture in that ground, and you might see a couple of slips in the second half.
Schrader gets the snap, and he gives it to Miller, trying to cut inside and did not get much going there. He was nicked initially by Kevin Hurd. So maybe two. I think he got it down around the 8, perhaps the 7. So not much there. We'll call it a gain of 2, second down from the 8.
Streaks pretty solid inside with Kevin Hurd, Shane Clark. Sometimes Ryan Ricketts. He's not playing every down defensively, but he's in there right now.
Second play of his short field. Shotgun again. Schrader back to pass. Under pressure. He falls down. Big loss. Big loss as he falls behind the 15-yard line. And that is a big break for the Streaks. Down around the 11, let's call it the 16, he went down, so they lost 8.
Yep, there's that wet grass coming into play because there was nobody around him. He was just trying to stop and I think set himself to throw the ball, and that foot went right out. As Chris Berman would say, whoop.
Yeah, exactly. Whoop. Well, maybe Abbott, if he comes out to kick a field goal, will do a little whoop too. 8:23 and counting in the third quarter. Galesburg stalled on its first drive. Dunlap got it in beautiful field position. And a slip there. It's literally third and 15 from the 15. In the slot on the right side is Miller. Two receivers are one to the left, three to the right. Trips over there. Galesburg showing a blitz out of Hurd, and he backs off. Back to pass Schrader, but the error are coming. He runs through two guys. Pursuit is on. He cuts through the right side, got a big gain out of it. It's not a first down, but it's a fourth down inside the right about the five. So we got 11 out of that.
Yeah, good run. You know, in the first half, I was surprised because he looks like he's pretty fleet of foot when he rolls out, but he rarely will actually head upfield with it. That time he did, and he was forced in part to do that because Kevin Hurd really blew up the middle of the Dunlap offensive line. He forced him to scramble with that ball, so good job of penetration by Hurd.
So they'll go for another field goal. Abbott is two for two, and it's from 23 yards. Snap high, kick on the way. It has some distance, and it's good. So a 23-yard field goal, the third of the night for Abbott, puts Dunlap back on top. The Eagles a 15-12 lead on the streak. 7:18 to go third quarter. We'll take the break. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square at West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, attorneys at law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at GalesburgLaw.com.
Tune in to Cardinal Baseball Saturday as the Redbirds take on the Washington Nationals. Coverage begins at 5:42.
It's Cardinals Baseball on WGIL.
Well, with special teams playing a big factor in this game, Abbott with three field goals. And Dunlap now a 15-12 lead, 7:10 to go in the third quarter. They got the ball on the 10, and again, not able to punish Galesburg. So, obviously, numerous opportunities here. Galesburg victimized by fumbles, and the last play, a blocked punt. So they've got to get that stuff straightened out if they're going to win this game.
Good thing for Dunlap, they've got a good kicker because that'll come in handy all year long in close ball games, and he's been their main offense here in the last two quarters.
Well, they squibbed that ball, and it is taken behind the 30-yard line, just falling on it, and backwards Tyler Ennis falls on the football. So Galesburg gets it right around, well, it's inside the 30 now. Around the 28, they'll start this drive.
We have a very effective kickoff.
Very good.
You know, you hate to see Ennis, who's flying back there, have to fall on it clear inside the 30, but he did the right thing because that's a free ball.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing worse than getting it inside your 30 is to not get it at all, and that was a possibility. So a heads-up play by Ennis to just go back there and smother it.
Spotted at the 29. So Galesburg football, one receiver wide to the left. They'll bunch it up. Stack under center. Ricketts, the man handing it off. And Stack, he's going to give it off the right side. And just nothing there, running into a wall. It was Ullman. He's just not been able to get any breathing room at all.
Yeah,
1 yard gain.
By a bunch of tacklers, but again, leading the charge, that linebacker, Bailey Lepp. And it doesn't look like we have any sort of scheme that's going to be able to keep them from pinching inside that way and just stuffing our interior running game. And, you know, as Jay Barshinger told us, though, you can't run outside all the time,
right,
too.
May have to.
You know,
find what works.
And it may have to put the ball up a little bit more. You know?
Absolutely.
Haven't done it much, but pretty successful on one, which is a touchdown pass.
Blue on the move and motion, and they go right up the gut again. This time a better gain across the 35-yard line, out around the 36. So they'll pick up, it'll be a third and short here, a 6-yard pickup, third and three. They may run that a little bit more daylight. Best daylight he's had so far. 13 yards now on seven carries. 100 on the ground for the Streaks.
A little momentum, then he moved the pile a bit towards the end as well and picked up a couple of extra yards like a good fullback will.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, good good position now for the Streaks on third and maybe two and a half.
6 minutes to go, third quarter. They bunch it up again, receiver wide to the left. Dunlap in a 4-3 set. They creep in the secondary. They do it again, up the gut, and this one not as successful. It looks short. They drove them back, that front four, and then some help.
Well, Dunlap actually came out of there with the football. A couple of their players were saying that they should have
it.
Yeah,
they acted like they had it, and it looks like we're going to get a pretty friendly spot.
Nicholas Mangieri, sophomore, came out of there with the ball, but apparently had been blown dead before he stripped the runner.
Works out as a two-yard gain and a fourth down and a long one.
And fourth and less than a yard, but I just don't know with the ball on your own 39 whether this is one you can go for or not.
Yeah.
I guess they're going to measure it.
They're going to measure. I'll be surprised. Of course, I was surprised earlier. It worked in Galesburg's favor.
But, you know, with Andrew Steck at quarterback,
no
too,
doubt.
There's not too many times where if he just takes it and goes forward, he's not going to get a half a yard.
Well, it looks pretty good from here, actually. Oh, it's by that much. Well,
I'll bet Wes.
I won't blame him if he goes.
I don't think he'll kick the thing away when all you got to do is have Steck
run behind your center, maybe.
Just follow Ryan Ricketts forward for a quarter inch.
Let's
see. This Dunlap offense is as dangerous on their own 30 as they are on yours.
That's true.
So
the inability to run, it's been all field goals, and it's they're going.
Just don't have a bad exchange. We've
That's
seen
all.
The ball go on the ground. We can't have that.
Just so follow, they bunch it up.
Follow the big boy.
Stack keeps it. Moves ahead. He's got it. Down around the 40-yard line. They drive him back, but he most definitely had it. The official standing at the 40, a two-yard gain, and a new set of downs for the Streaks.
And Stack actually, he angled left that time. The previous time, he had just gone straight forward to get it in the first half. That time, he slanted off a little bit between Ricketts and the tackle spot and was able to pick up that yardage. And Streaks keep, well, I don't really call it a drive yet, but at least they get a first down to keep things alive here.
Yeah, gutsy call. It worked. Knows the personnel. And now we're waiting for a big play. Ole and the receiver wide to the right. Another receiver to the left and one in the slot on the right side. Blew the man in motion. Steck loses the football. Galesburg trying to fall on it. It was slow to happen. I don't think Jackson got it. I think Dunlap got it again.
Yeah,
they
think
did.
It was the sophomore sliding in there. That
was
Nicholas Mangieri. The kid's got a nose for the ball, and he was just quick to it. And the Streaks costing themselves the game here with a blocked punt that set up the Dunlap lead score, and now another fumble. Six fumbles.
Wow. Lost four of them.
Amazing. Tough to do. 15,
yeah,
12.
That's a killer. So Dunlap with the football back.
But this is the time that not to hang your head. You're
only down three. You can't.
And all it takes is one Dunlap miscue, and we could return the thing and be back ahead. Just
well,
a
like you said, they're
game.
Due. They're due for one. Boy, a lot of pressure on the D. Man, they are out there a long time tonight.
The D has got to be aggressive, though. Don't play soft. Don't just play not to lose. Make something happen out there, defense.
First and 10 from the Galesburg 40-yard line. And they call a timeout. I think it is the full variety, not just a water break, from what I can tell. I hear sirens as well.
Well, you got to be pretty happy with the defense, all things told,
except
for the one post pattern that went for the long touchdown on their second possession. They haven't let Dunlap in the end zone. It's been all field goals. But the offense has just been prone to mistakes tonight.
Yeah, that's been the difference, no doubt about it. And it's not really been anything caused by Dunlap. A lot of troubled exchanges, it looks like, and just hanging on. And they haven't committed one.
A lot of sirens out
behind. Yeah, I heard that.
Going down Route 91. The field sits right on Route 91 here. Can't miss it on the south end of Dunlap. Boy, what a growing area this is.
Oh, it really is.
Saw another huge church, Grace Presbyterian, building a brand new one there just north of the big shopping center. And the district, of course, I think they're up around 1,000 now.
Yeah, they went over. In fact, I wrote it down. It was 1,006.
Wow.
And they were at 911, 916 last year, so it's definitely growing.
Brand new junior high just south of the football field here, just opened.
Here is a fake to Miller, and over the middle, a long pass on the way, and pass interference. And that is not a good call. That's not a good call. Ball in the air. They're going to get Tyler Ennis on a pass interference play around the 15-yard line, maybe the 10. That's unfortunate.
Ennis or Jared Carl. Maybe it's Jared Carl they got on that one. But either way, against the Silver Streaks, and that's it seemed like he wasn't going to throw that until it went incomplete,
yep.
And then he went ahead and threw the flag.
Boy, two guys fighting for the football. I just don't – there's not a good call.
But, you know, when you're a passing team,
oh yeah,
you get a lot of that.
You do.
You know,
no doubt.
Officials, especially at the high school level, are just really prone to see any contact. And if there's any chance it might have been interference, more times than not, you'll get that flag thrown in there. And that's the life of a defensive back. That's tough because you're supposed to be aggressive and physical.
48 yards in penalties now as they get it all the way down on the Galesburg 25 on the pass interference call. Galesburg showing blitz, and they send one, and it's a gut play right up the middle. Miller, and off he goes to the right side, and off to the races he goes for a touchdown. 25-yard touchdown, Caleb Miller. 4:25 to go in the third quarter, and Dunlap's opened it up. A 21-12 Eagles lead. Well, there was the run play. We hadn't seen it all night, and there it is.
Well, and that's the guy you figure. Miller's got the best speed on their team. He was the one that caught the touchdown pass, too. He's quite a weapon.
Yeah.
But, you know, this Silver Streaks team still, let's not do what we've done in the past and hang our heads and get blown out here because it's still a winnable ball game. We just got to get things together and quit putting the ball on the ground.
Abbott the kick on the way. It's no good. Wide to the left. So a 9-point margin for the Eagles of Dunlap at 4:25 mark in the third quarter. Dunlap 21, Galesburg 12, Galesburg football. When we come back, this is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
WGIL and F&M Bank congratulate the Gordon Barron Center, this week's Hometown Hundreds winner. Nominated by Jacqueline Noel of Galesburg. Congratulations from WGIL.
Well, no doubt some work to do here as Dunlap has outscored Galesburg 9-0 in the third quarter. Capped it off by a 25-yard touchdown run by Caleb Miller. He has one through the air and now one on the ground. And three field goals on top of that. So the Streaks some work to do, and the turnover bug is killing them right now as Dunlap takes advantage big time.
Well, front line, be aware. I don't think Dunlap will go for an onside kick here, but they might go for the kill that way. My guess is they'll just do that little pooch kick. It's worked pretty well for them here. They're not kicking anything deep, but just getting it in between the first and second lines there, and Streaks haven't been able to return much.
And that's what they do. Kicked it up the middle, bounced off one guy, Drexler Blue, corrals it at the 31-yard line, and that's where Galesburg will start. Six fumbles on the evening, and they've lost four of them.
Well, first-year coach Brett Caslett has to be pretty happy, especially with what he's seen of his team here in the second half. They've taken advantage of Silver Streak mistakes. Of course, they forced the one turnover on block punt and then got the fumble and took it right in for a touchdown. And so the Silver Streaks need to answer here, 4 minutes plus to go in the third quarter, and Galesburg struggling to hang on to the football, laying it down six times.
Stack under center, 4:24 to go, third quarter, down nine. And a flag pointing toward the Dunlap sideline. Somebody on the field too many, or it was just a bizarre moment for the flag to come out. I didn't think he took too long. It's on Dunlap. Well, we'll definitely take it. Okay. Hand to the head. Apparently an unsportsmanlike of the 5-yard variety. Illegal substitution. So 23 yards in penalties for Dunlap so far in the game. So it goes to a first and five from the Streaks 36. 4:24 to go, third quarter. Galesburg needing a score. Two possession game at this point, but still a lot of time. Steck fakes and gives Ullman up the middle. He gets a pretty good gain down around the 40-yard line. Gain of four. He worked for every one of them. And another flag.
Well, it's no wonder it's tough to run inside because most of it's clogged up by Grant Kennedy. He's 5'11", 285. Let's Gilbert
That's their
Brown
big guy.
In there.
The grave digger.
They got him right there on, over center, and so he just, you know, even if he's not super physical, he's taking up a lot of space in there. And then the linebackers fill real well, and the streak's going to give back the penalty yardage they just got before the first down play, and they'll start second down and 10 now.
So back to the 31. A lot of errors.
Oh, guess it'll still be first down. It was
first down from the 31. You're right. They give it right back, so first and 10. Step back to pass this time. Looking to his right, has a man out on the flat. Not a real good pass. Meredith couldn't hang on. First incomplete pass of the game. The flat was there, but the guy was behind him. Just not a good pass. Good idea.
And you know, like we talked in the first half, the one part of the offense that we wish we had back from last year was the ability to throw that ball to a big tight end.
Right,
Tanner Libby, all-conference for a couple of years, and not having that for short yardage situations. Not that we don't have a tight end, but you don't get a big target, a physical specimen like Libby to come along all the time.
Meredith, the one in motion. He's going to get a pitch on the left side, looking for a block, stutters through a little traffic, nothing there. They are pursuing very quickly. Weaver, one of their better defenders there to make the stop. And the ball back on the actually, they're going to give him a gain of 1 yard. Wow.
Well, as we've seen in years past, Dunlap, while you look at it on paper and you might think, well, you know, we've got a size advantage in a few things, they're just a very well-schooled team.
No doubt about it.
From the time they're in junior high and on up, you can tell they do their tackling drills, they buy into the system because they don't miss many tackles. They're a real solid unit, even though they're not huge.
Steck, he's going to try it on the right side this time. Stutter step Jackson, and that went nowhere. I'm not sure what they were doing. Nobody blocked, and he was handled down for a 1 yard loss, and Gillsburg gives it back. Fourth down and 10 on a loss. Well, they spot it in a very generous position. We'll call it no gain. No gain. First Jackson carry in a long time. Gillsburg stuck on 108 yards rushing, and another punt coming up.
I would have never believed this if you told me after our first drive that we would struggle to run the ball so much the rest of the game.
Steck back to punt. He's had one block tonight. We'll try and get this one off clean. The deep man around the 35-yard line. End-over-end kick straight down the middle. Takes a pretty friendly Galesburg bounce inside the 30. And down around the 26-yard line is where Dunlap will start the drive.
What I'll be interested in now, Mike, is to find out. We've seen this spread offense from Dunlap and the shotgun formation. Well, now that they're up by a couple of scores late in the third quarter, do they get a little more conservative? Do they try and work some clock? Or do they just keep running the same thing and maybe give the other team several more chances than they otherwise would have had? I guess we'll find out here in the next series.
About a 40-yard punt. Not too shabby out of that one. And Dunlap with the football. And they'll start it officially at the 26-yard line.
Yep, they go shotgun again.
And they fake the give this time. Schrader's going to keep it himself. A flag on the play as he gets across the 30-yard line, dropped out of bounds near his sideline, close to the 35. Maybe coming back.
Yeah, the flag in the offensive backfield, which surely would mean holding. In fact, that's preliminary call.
Mm-hmm. And it's right at the line of scrimmage. So they'll move it back. Make it a first and real long.
And now they do have the sophomore Nicholas Mangieri out there on offense. He's listed as his only offensive position is listed as a quarterback, but they still got Schrader in running the show, so I don't know the Mangieri. I'll have to see where he lines up at this time. I think they're kind of looking at him as the future of the Eagles, just like we looked at Steck this in the same manner last year.
So way back they go, all the way to the 12-yard line.
Yep, they're using Mangieri as a wideout over here. Nate Olin's got him eye to eye.
First and 14, they call it, from the 12. He put his hand down. Fake to the back, and now a fumble. They fumble it. He may have jumped right on it. Schrader kept it, went up the middle, popped the ball loose.
This is
but
the
I think
one
he got
need.
It back.
And they I did get Ricketts. It. Ricketts has it.
He did get it. There it is. There's the break we've been looking for. The defense holds strong, and they recover Dunlap's first fumble of the game. Schrader commits it.
He's on the ground, and Pudge Ryan Ricketts wrapped that thing up, and you're not going to take it away from him when he's on the ground. And so the last guy off the pile, Ricketts on the ground with the ball, and the Streaks with that break they've been looking for all
huge.
Night. This is an opportunity to get back in the game. Last couple minutes here of the third quarter, the Streaks have got to get some points out of this.
They get it on the 12-yard line of Dunlap. Big, 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 big break. Now can they turn it into six, maybe seven or eight? Stacked and a flag as he was about to fake a pitch going back, and a whistle and a flag. Offense movement, move it back five, first and 15 from the 17. More mistakes. So the clock at 2:09 in the third quarter. Dunlap with 21-12 lead. Galesburg has not scored in the quarter. They threaten here, although the movement there sets them back five. They have it at the 17-yard line. They can get a first down. One receiver wide to the right, another to the left. Slots left and right. They send Drexler Blue in motion, faking. Steck's going to keep it, dances through, and they cover him up in a hurry. Down close to the 15-yard line. Looks like about a gain of two.
Mangieri again on the tackle, along with Brian Gaines for Dunlap. And talk as they might about having two platoon, they haven't purely gone to that yet.
No, no, not at all.
Because, man, Jerry, we're seeing playing both sides of the ball. Caleb Miller's playing both sides of the ball. So they've still got some of their best athletes out there going both ways.
No doubt about it. And their defense, boy, it's been stingy. Second and 13 from the 15-yard line. Blue again in motion, faking the pitch, rolling out right. His Steck better get rid of it. Fires, man open, caught and dropped. Around the 10-yard line, the pass is complete. And the first catch of the day, or rather, Ullman's second catch of the day. Get it to, let's see, inside the 15, down around the 10-yard line. So a gain of five, third down and eight from the 10.
Steck comes to the sideline to get the play, runs it back in now, and Streaks their biggest play or two plays of this game probably right now. We've got to take advantage of this opportunity.
Let's see if they can go take it to the house. Underneath, Steck fakes it, takes it himself, finds a hole toward the end zone. Someone saved a touchdown there. Wow. He appeared to be all but in, and then they wrapped him up in a hurry.
Mangieri,
it was Mangieri. That kid can play, no doubt.
Boy, is he fast.
Fourth down now, and decision time.
Yeah, because if you kick a field goal and you make it, you're within one score again. But there's no guarantee you're going to make the field goal. So looks like they'll decide. They're going to go ahead and let the quarter run out here the way it looks and decide in between so they don't have to burn a timeout.
So a decision to make. Fourth down and a short three or long two, whatever you want to call it. It's on the 5-yard line, 21-12 after three quarters of play. Dunlap the lead. Galesburg may opt for a field goal. We are aware of the fact they have a kicker now, or they may go for the full touchdown. They'll get the kicker warmed up, and we'll see what happens when we come back. Fourth quarter on the way in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
Galesburg High School Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography at 193 West Main Street in Galesburg. Timeless images for you and your family. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
Life can be a balancing act. Let me help simplify things. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. At Shelter Insurance, we can insure your auto, home, and life. Let me take care of the business of life so you have time to enjoy it. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Well, about to come out off the sideline and onto the playing fourth quarter of play. Hungry Hobo touchdown contest. Nora Morrow of Galesburg at the Streaks score, and they're in a good position to do it. Has to be a touchdown and a $10 gift certificate from Hungry Hobo. And the name in the final drawing for a party sub. If you drawn at the end of the football season. I see the kicker, Miller.
You be the coach, Mike. Do you kick it here?
Yeah.
I
yep,
do, too.
It's too many yards.
Well, and it gives you, as long as you make it, you get a lift because you're right back within one touchdown.
One possession, you've got a full quarter to go. So, on the five-yard line, it's going to go down as about a 22-yard field goal attempt. We'll see where they spot it. And let's see if they can put it through. It'd be a big lift, field goal attempt. Lucas Miller, the man of the hour, and it's a bad snap, taken, and no good. Wow. Jared Carl took off with the football. The snap was not good, and mounting frustrations on the streak sideline as they cannot get the field goal attempt off.
Well, it was a bad snap, so we'll never know. The way he took off out of there that quickly, I'm tempted to think maybe it was a fake from the beginning, but we'll never know because of the low snap. And either way, it's just another blunder by the Streaks, and that one potentially could cost them the game if Dunlap takes it down the field here again. Boy, that's just tough to come away empty on that possession.
An empty second half. Dunlap with the football. And they have it on their own 11-yard line.
And now Dunlap going to
take a
timeout here.
Well, I'll use this time to thank the folks at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan. And we are in, boy, pure luxury, no doubt about it. An American luxury sedan that delivers the all-American dream, it says on the sheet. And that is about
may,
as true as it is.
Have to take the long way home tonight.
Exactly. it's the last 2009. You could save $5,000 or there's also, I don't know if it's an and or both, 0% financing available. And it's got all the luxuries you can imagine. 2009 Lincoln MKS. 2009 My Lincoln MKS. Marketing strategy, everything it does. Voice-activated communications and equipment system. Obviously a very safe vehicle. Dual-panel moonroof in this vehicle. Amazingly smooth and a connected ride. It's got the pickup. It's got, the good temperature control on both sides. Anything you can possibly imagine, the leather seats. It's a red or maroonish, beautiful, beautiful vehicle, and a nice trip here. One of those trips you don't mind it being a little bit longer when you can ride in luxury like that.
That's right. I'll come to Dunlap more often. So hopefully we can bring home a Streaks victory, but right now things not looking too promising as we have the opening play of the fourth quarter, now for Dunlap.
Back in shotgun as they've been, faking the handoff, and a throw over the middle is almost caught. Went right between two Galesburg defenders, the cornerback and the safety. The pass intended out there for Jacob Zarley. He flat out dropped it.
Yeah, Zarley falling to the ground was just going to try and tuck that one in, but it bounced off of him and a nice break for the Silver Streaks as Nate Olin comes off hobbling. I think maybe it's just a cramp in the left calf the way he's
like
holding
it. So a second down and 10 from the Dunlap 11. Incomplete pass, 16th pass thrown so far in the game by the quarterback, Logan Schrader. 11:47 still to play. 21-12, Dunlap the lead. Galesburg led in this ballgame at 12-9, and they've been outscored 12-0 since. Showing blitz. It's a run up the middle, and a late flag is thrown in there. The ball carrier had nowhere to go as Miller was stuffed. And Austin Finley, I believe, the man there to make the quick stop, and good judgment on his part. Galesburg, you may just say, they may send him back. I don't know. The Dunlap scares me a little bit with their big play potential.
Yeah, you don't want to give them any more downs because they're not scared to try something a little risky, no matter where they are on the field. And it will be against the Eagles. They're pointing that out to one of the Silver Streaks defensive captains out there, the official talking things over with Cole Spinks.
Let's see what they plan to do. They show it. It is declined. It'll go as a third down now.
And Nate Olin checks back in after getting that what appears to be a cramp worked out. Andy Holloway comes out as Olin goes back in.
It goes a five-yard loss. Third. Back on the 9-yard line. It's not where they're putting it on the board, but it's where they spot it. And, they got wrapped up in a hurry there as Galesburg brought several. And inside the 10-yard line down around the 5, Dunlap goes down.
Yeah, Miller's had some glory tonight with the touchdown pass and a run, but the last two carries he's gotten punished pretty good by that defensive front for the Silver Streaks, and this will force a Dunlap punt. If I remember right, they've only had one of these tonight.
Let's see. Two of them.
Two of them.
One was about 45 yards, so they've had some success. So a three and out, just what the doctor ordered. Galesburg, the painful part, unable to convert when they got the ball on the Dunlap 12.
Well, at least they held. They should get good field position out of this. Both of our receivers standing at about the 40, 45.
In Dunlap territory, so pretty good punt. Almost got a finger on it. Caught. It's Jackson across the 35, brought down around the 33, 32-yard line. So, again, good field position to start the drive for Galesburg.
So the defense does its job in forcing a three and out for the Eagles, and Dunlap not able to take much time off the clock. That was the beauty of that one as well. So still 10:40 to go here. The Streaks offense will try yet again after a missed botched field goal attempt the last time with the ball. Try and drive it down in. It'll be a short drive, only 33 yards to go here to Pater.
Need it. 10:40 to go in the game, 21-12 Dunlap. Steck under center. A game of mistakes so far, but they're not out of it. Steck fakes the handoff and then runs into one man, stays on his feet, and he's popped by Mangieri across the 30-yard line down around the 29-28. Call it the 29, a gain of three. Steck now with 69 yards on 15 carries. Second and seven. Jackson with slot back on the left. Meredith on the right. Fullback is Ullman. Man in motion, Meredith. They'll go up the gut with the fullback. Pretty good game there, down around the 25-yard line. So it's going to bring up a third down and short. This is what they're wanting to do. So Ullman down to the 26. Looks about a gain of four.
If you're a small player, one thing you don't want to do is get in that collision that's happening frequently with Ryan Ricketts coming off the ball for Galesburg at 265 and running into the kid that's 285 for Dunlap, because that's a lot of momentum coming both ways. They're giving each other a battle tonight.
Third down and three from around the 25-yard line. Jackson back in as the left slot. Going to go up the gut and a second burst and a first down across the 15-yard line. Galesburg in business down around the 15. And now the fullback play is starting to work. 11-yard gain. 34 yards now for Ullman. 134 in the game for Galesburg on 39 carries. So they're earning it. First down is their eighth.
Well, we're down by nine on the scoreboard, but you kind of feel the momentum of this thing turning right now. Silver Streaks, second straight trip deep into Eagle territory. We'll try and come away with points.
Jackson in motion goes from left to right. They're going to go right up the gut fullback, and Ullman's going to take it to the house. What a great fake by Steck, and Caleb Ullman from 15 yards out scores the touchdown. Galesburg, a five-play, 32-yard drive, and it's now 21-18. They will likely go for one right here. Nice play, and that time, I don't know whether the line beaten or rather some blocking schemes that were changed, but Ullman broke free on two straight runs, and that was pretty. That snaps 12 straight points scored by Dunlap. Miller the kick on the way. It looks beautiful from here, and it's good. A lot of time still to go. 8:54 in the ball game. Galesburg on the board. Our score, Dunlap 21, Galesburg 19. Back in a moment. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Galesburg finds the end zone. Caleb Ullman, a 15-yard run. Miller, the extra point, and a two-point Dunlap lead with a lot of time. 8:54 to go, and again, the defense. Last couple of possessions, they have forced a fumble and forced Dunlap into a point. So Galesburg back in business, asking the defense again to come up with a stop. And, boy, I can see if they somehow pull this out, you almost have to consider the whole defense for Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. I have been really impressed with them. Kickoff on the way as they clear a little smoke off the field, taken around the 20-yard line, trying to go up the gut and get something. Dropped short of the 35, the ball carrier, or the receiver. So Dunlap at the 35 to begin their drive.
Well, I'm glad you said that. I kept looking out. We've got glass in front of us, and then it opened. I thought my eyes were playing tricks.
No,
maybe some
not
fog
sure where
was
it came
suddenly
from.
Showing up. But
I mean, it's not on our side, so it's not like someone lit off a smoke bomb over here, but I think that's what it was on the other side.
Because it seems to be dissipating. I thought maybe we just had a fog rolling in or something there for a minute.
So Dunlap with the football. Four receivers set here, 8:47 to go in the ball game. Galesburg down two. Schrader back to pass. He'll roll to his right. Man in pursuit. Can't quite catch him, but good defense. And now I think we're going to get a late hit. Drexler Blue popped him. They're not calling it. Thank goodness.
What a break.
Because Drexler nailed him. If that's in front of the Dunlap bench, that's a penalty. Drexler Blue popped him. The official's kind of talking and getting up kind of slowly for Galesburg, but back on his feet, Shane Clark. He's been in the middle of a lot of things. So that was a very painful two-yard gain.
Yeah, the officials in talking, one of them must have said, well, it came in the field of play.
You could argue that. It
but
scared
if,
me.
It was, yeah, because he really gave him a shot as he went deep into the Galesburg bench. So break for the Silver Streaks, but a good aggressive physical play if he did indeed hit him before he went out of bounds. A good pursuit that time for the Silver Streaks by Shane Clark, who was right on the quarterback's heels the whole time.
Sure was. So it all in all goes as a one-yard gain from the 36-yard line. Showing blitz here. Here they come. Schrader back. He is in big trouble, and down he goes. The man who finished him off was Tyler Bond. The first guy who got a piece, though, if I'm looking out there, was Cole Spinks, but Tyler Bond finished him off for a big, big sack.
Yeah, you could see Spinks was real fired up on the near sideline after the Streaks got that score. He was bumping chest and ready to get out there and do something. Boy, he did do something that time as he blew up the
loss.
Middle.
Woo!
And set that play up. As you said, Mike, Spinks set it up, and Tyler Bond knocked it down. Really got Dunlap back on their heels now.
A couple of stunt plays there and sending them and really caught Dunlap off guard. Third and 20 from the 25-yard line. And here running a screen on the left side. The pass is to stop him. And it was a pretty good gain as catching the pass was Kearns. His first catch of the gate, Trey Kearns. And he got it out about the 37-yard line. So a gain of, after all that, really only a gain of eight. Thought it was a little bit more than that.
So it'll be fourth down and eight, and they'll have to punt it away.
Actually a 12-yard gain, Kearns. So they'll punt it away. Back for Galesburg. Jackson. Oh, the kick is dropped, and now they're going to have to take off with it. Need to get out there. Now they lost the football. Drexler Blue, a foot race to jump on it. It's still loose on the field. It's rolling toward the end zone. Touchdown, Galesburg! Drexler Blue fell on the football in the end zone. Galesburg scores with 6:52 to go, and what a bizarre play. What's going on now? It seemed too easy. The officials are talking, and that makes me nervous. That's a touchdown. 25-21. The coach is yelling at him to go for two. Drexler Blue falling on the fumble in the end zone.
Now, Blake Abbott, the punter for Dunlap, made a horrible play that time. He had plenty of time to kick that and then acted like he was going to run with it, took a couple of steps forward. At that point, the defense was able to come up. He kicked it right into their midsection, never got any height on it at all. And so the Silver Streaks, who have made their fair share of mistakes tonight, see Dunlap perform a couple of blunders here late in the second half and take advantage of it. That ball was loose on the field for about 25 yards as it kept rolling back towards the end zone. And finally, the Streaks fall on it and take the lead at 25-21.
Wow.
Our first lead since, what,
since 12-9.
Yeah.
And it was just such a bizarre play. It rolled and rolled and rolled. And Blue was in a foot race trying to beat a Dunlap player there. It was like that greasy, couldn't get a grip on it. He finally did. He fell on it. You could see it happening. He was going to fall on the football. And I'm looking at the official nervously going, boy, please don't throw a flag on that. And Galesburg really out of whack in terms of what they wanted to do. The coaches up here saying, hey, go for two. And that makes sense because you want to make it a touchdown lead at 25-21. And through all that, Nora Morrow, a touchdown contest winner, Hungry Hobo, $10 gift certificate, and a chance to win the party sub at the end of the sports season. So a good time out here to get the guys organized, to get them composed. And what a turn of events here. A 21-12 deficit becomes a 25-21 lead.
Well, and in the nine games that we play in the regular season, I don't know we'll see a wilder touchdown than that one just was. Steck up behind center now for the two-point conversion. Go to Jackson, right side, and he gets stuffed by about half of the student body from Dunlap. That one was going nowhere.
Not a chance. So the two-point conversion fails, but Galesburg on top. Now the defense has to continue to hold a lot of time. 6:52 to play. Galesburg 25, Dunlap 21. We take the timeout. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
Galesburg High School Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com, and by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax and have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
WGIL and the Galesburg Public Schools Foundation congratulate Keith Legg of Galesburg, who found the duck this week at the main fire station at the Public Safety Building. Congratulations from WGIL.
Oh, an exciting football game. Galesburg, things not looking so good. Jim said you could feel the momentum, and boy, did it happen. As Galesburg, Drexler Blue, a touchdown off of fumble, falls on it in the end zone. The two-point conversion no good, but a nine-point deficit now, a four-point lead, 25-21, 6:52 to play.
Well, this Dunlap team and crowd seems a little shocked. I think they felt like they had this thing well in hand at 21-12, and now they're down. We'll see if they can rally back. I hope not, but they are a dangerous bunch.
And up the middle, it's Miller, and boy, Galesburg hitting hard out there right now as he's dropped shy of the 30-yard line. And the Galesburg bench fired up.
Miller dropped the ball initially.
He did. I heard the crowd kind of gasp.
Went back, got it, and returned it about 10 yards, and so Dunlap trying to recapture the momentum they had earlier in this half, and the Silver Streaks trying to continue what they've accomplished here in the last few minutes to come back and take that lead. And let's not let this one get away now, guys. The defense has played pretty well tonight, all things considered.
Absolutely.
They'll
a
be
lot
asked
of pressure
to do it again, because you know Dunlap's going to be airing it out here.
156 yards through the air, trips to the right. 6:44 to go, third quarter. Ball on the 30. Dunlap. Schrader back to pass. He looks, goes long to the left side, one-on-one, and virtually overthrew the receiver. One-on-one coverage. The receiver had a step on the defensive back, and it falls incomplete. 18th pass of the game.
Well, Nate Olin, the veteran, back there, doing all he could. They sent Miller deep, and he's the guy that's burned us a couple of times in this one. Actually,
he's
that was Mangieri. My bad, it was Mangieri they sent deep on the left side.
Wow, 225-pound kid running wide receiver, and he had a step on Olin. So second and 10 from the 36-36 to go in the ballgame, and Galesburg a four-point lead. Sorensen, the receiver, wide to the right. Another man in the slot on the left and right sides. Four receivers set. Schrader back to pass. He's running the wheel to his right side. Long pass in the air. Out of the reach of the intended receiver. He's overthrown two guys. Jacob Zarley, the intended receiver there. Good coverage.
You know, another thing this Dunlap team is going to have to find a way to develop. When they're throwing the ball this much, they're trying to run deep routes and sideline routes. They need to find a way to slant some guys over the middle.
Right.
To be able to gain some intermediate yardage, some short yardage. They don't seem to have anything that they
throw.
Yeah,
I don't see the big target. It's a lot of guys who are very similar, good speed on the outside, and your prototypical wide receivers.
And I understand against a 3-5 defense,
sure,
it makes it pretty tough to throw, you mm-hmm. know, in that intermediate range with all those linebackers hanging around. But they'll have to come up with something because we're forcing them to throw the home run ball.
There is the three-down lineman. Two linebackers coming after the quarterback in pursuit. Clark flushing him out the left side and some room to run for Schrader. And he is all the way out to around the 45-yard line, and they get a first down. So he used his legs that time, and Dunlap, big gain on the play as Galesburg playing pass, and that's what you have to do. And that time Dunlap got the first down. They haven't had many in this game, just five.
Yeah, good rush by the Silver Streaks.
It was excellent.
Flushed him out of there, but he's got good speed. He doesn't use those legs very often, but had to there on a big third down conversion that allows Dunlap to keep the ball at their own 46.
15-yard pickup. And the clock at 6:05 and counting. Galesburg a 25-21 lead. And again, a four-receiver set. Miller back with the quarterback, Schrader. Cornerbacks come in a little bit. They back off a little more. Out to the left, quick pass out in the flat. Caught by Miller. Two missed tackles, a third missed tackle, and he's finally brought down, but another first down. Down around the 43-yard line, another first down for Dunlap. Just poor tackling there.
That Miller's got the ability to bounce off people, and he's not very big.
No.
But he doesn't go down easy. He's got that spin move and got some extra yards there. And so that is their short passing game, to just try and swing it to him and let him get into some open territory.
He has 100 yards receiving on three grabs, and he earned all of those. So all the way up to the Streaks, 43. First and 10, Dunlap. And Galesburg takes the timeout. Good time to do it. Second timeout in the half, so they'll have another left if they need it. And the clock reading 5:32. Good chance to get a drink of water, too.
Well, I think this is probably the longest game in the area tonight. We're, 10 o'clock or a little after already.
It's and long.
Still 5 minutes to go in regulation. And a lot of pass attempts probably still to come here from Dunlap.
He's thrown 20 so far for 168 yards. Not surprising.
But I don't know that you're going to find a better game on opening night anywhere either, because traditionally, opening night, you'll see a lot of blowouts, a lot of mismatches. Mm-hmm. But this one is just like it was last year, very hotly contested game that could go either way right down here into the closing minutes.
And you look over history, I did earlier today, and go back many, many, many years. A lot of 9-win seasons, 6-win, 7 wins, really opened my eyes to the fact that this is a quality, it's easy to say it. They really are a quality program. And they're back out. 5:32 to go. Streaks clapping their hands in the secondary. They seem to be re-energized after the timeout. And Schrader back to pass quickly. A slant over the middle. It's a screen. And the man simply dropped the ball.
Sorensen, yeah.
Just dropped the ball. That was that was very similar. It was more of a, looked like almost a screen. It was a slant screen.
Uh-huh.
They were using the other receiver out there to use that block, Zarley.
Yeah, yeah, and Zarley was doing his job.
He
that
did.
Was just a flat-out drop by Sorensen. Everything they did designing that play and the spot they used it in was excellent, because if Sorensen catches that, he's got a seam to run up in, but he just couldn't bring it home. Tried to catch it all hands.
So second down. We know they can kick it, but a field goal really doesn't at this point do them any good. Unless they can somehow get Galesburg to go three and out. So you want to stop him? Easier said than done. Schrader back there. Did he take too long? Somebody prompted a flag, and it is a delay of game on Dunlap. So mark him back 5 yards. That helps. Second and 15 now, back around the 48-yard line of Galesburg. And again, it stops the clock, 10:07 at WGIL Galesburg, Radio 14. So a long second down play.
And the players for Dunlap all wearing plays on their wrist as they check that out going in this no huddle. You've got to do that, especially with a new coach.
This time they will give to Miller. He has some room up the middle and then ran into
Spinks.
Just shy of the 40-yard line.
He had some momentum, and then Spinks
just
erased him coming over from the near side.
So a gain of 7 brings up about third and short 8. Miller with 36 yards on 8 carries. 41 of Galesburg, third down and 8. Galesburg certainly aware of the pass here. Schrader gets it, fakes to Miller, back to pass, looking in the flat, hits his man. Can he get around the defender? No. Good. Defensive play out in the flat.
Got about 3 or 4. So it'll set up a fourth down and...
probably be about 4.
Yeah.
Let's see where they're at. Around the 38-yard line. Gain of 3 is about a 4th and 4. And this is a huge play. This may be it.
Well, still 4:24 to go. But obviously a huge play both teams.
This is really the biggest part of the game. 4:17 and counting. Galesburg only one timeout left. If they can get a stop, they'll try to end this thing. Trips to the left. One receiver to the right. The Galesburg crowd making noise. Back to pass. Schrader lobs it over the middle. Is it too long? Yes, it is. Pass interference.
Yeah, Sorensen got bumped from behind. And I've got to agree with that one. That's going to go against Justin Davidson.
That is a killer.
Didn't use his arms, but got him with his body as Sorensen was pulling up a little bit trying to catch the ball. And the momentum, I think, Mike, as much as anything for Davidson.
Wow.
Cost the flag there.
Huge, huge play. That was, that's tough. So they officially mark it pass interference. See where Dunlap's going to get the football.
But they're still going to have 20-some-odd yards to go, so it wasn't like it was a touchdown.
Man.
It kept the drive alive for Dunlap.
Wow.
That's a third pass interference penalty on the streaks tonight.
So they're all the way down to a 23-yard line. Cost them 15 yards. Again, they got to score 6. If you're the defense, maybe that takes some pressure off. And the snap bobbled for just a moment, and he takes off with it. Schrader, one guy missed him, and the second guy plows into him around the 25-yard line. Nothing out of that. So fortunately, not a real good combination between center and quarterback. Hurd made the stop for the Silver Streaks. They put the football on the 25, so it actually goes as a loss of 2.
Yeah, Schrader did a pretty good job just
he did.
Keeping the ball there, and he tried to make something out of it, but the main point right there is for him just to make sure they don't turn it over on the fumbled snap.
Second and 12. Ball on the 25, Schrader in shotgun, 2 to the left. He's looking toward his right, takes off with the football, and he piles on as he gets across the 20.
Looks like he got down to about the 17.
Pretty strong run there.
And that was really a designed run.
It was.
So many times we've seen Schrader run out of necessity tonight, not necessarily a design, but that was clearly what was called on that play.
Down to the 17s, a gain of 8, and a 3rd and 4 coming up. He's only got 12 yards on the ground with all the losses, but he's dangerous.
Yeah, the Eagles have discovered a little running game here in the second half. They had nothing in the first half.
So a shotgun formation here, 2:35 to go. Galesburg clinging to a 4-point lead. Back to pass, Schrader, man in his face, over the middle, ball deflected. Almost picked off, but deflected over there.
Cole Spinks, I think, got his hand on it.
Got a paw on it, and this is it. This pretty much comes down to the game.
Yeah,
pass is incomplete.
Tough pass attempt by Schrader.
He was
trying
to go over the middle.
One in there, yep.
And he's forced a couple between cornerback and a safety earlier in the game. That one didn't happen.
Now at 2:26 left in the game, you do start to think, well, if they don't get this, they may never get the ball back again.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking this is it. Could be.
Second opportunity for the Streaks now. The hold on fourth down.
Fourth down. Why is the clock reading third? Back in shotgun. Rolling to his left. He's trying to get outside now. He does get outside, and he's brought down. I think he's got a first down.
Yep.
He does.
He got down inside.
That was huge. And I think he got out of bounds as well. Clock stops at 2:19. Huge run for Miller.
Schrader. Galesburg defender in pursuit, but it looked like one of the guys coming off the line, and Schrader was just too fast and able to turn the corner there on him and get inside the pylon just inside, I think, the 10. Where did they mark this?
He's all the way down to the 8.
Okay.
So a gain of 9. And Schrader all of a sudden
using his feet.
Boy, how about drama in this one tonight?
My goodness. It's turned into a long drive that started at the 30. 2:19 to go. Really spreading them out here on the 8-yard line. Faking it and giving it to the running back. He's trying to burst through. He's in. He's in. Miller bumped off two guys, and he runs it in from 8 yards out. And Dunlap has the lead back, 27-25 with 2:12 to go.
Well, you can look at it a couple of ways. You can be discouraged because they scored, or happy that if they were going to score, they did it quickly, so we've still got over 2 minutes left when we get the ball back and try and take the lead back ourselves.
Yes. Yeah, I like it. I'm pretty solid.
His third touchdown of the game, two on the ground, and he had three against Galesburg last year. He has been a pest.
Wow.
He's a senior.
Converted two big fourth downs in that drive, and Dunlap retakes the lead.
Extra point attempt. Abbott, they muffed it, and they are heaving it in the air.
Oh, man, did he get crushed.
And there's a guy who caught the heave, but down he goes. So the two-point fails.
Oh.
So could we possibly see a field goal to win this game? Oh, interesting would that be. At 2:12 to go, 27-25. Dunlap the lead. Galesburg football when we come back. Drama, drama, drama. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
Digital goddess Kim Commando here. It's the final days in our back-to-school PC and laptop giveaway. That means on Tuesday, I could pick your name and a brand new desktop or laptop will be on its way to your house. There are only a few days left to enter, so point that browser right now to commando.com, KOMANDO.com, and good luck.
The Kim Commando Show, Sundays 9 to 12 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Tune in to Cardinal Baseball Saturday as the Redbirds take on the Washington Nationals. Coverage begins at 5:42.
It's Cardinals Baseball on WGIL.
Well, it boils down to the final 2:12 of the ballgame. Dunlap a two-point lead, 27-25. Caleb Miller, his third touchdown of the game, second on the ground, 8 yards out. They converted big plays. They got the running game churning on that possession. And they were rewarded with a touchdown. But Galesburg a chance to do some real good things here. They could win this game with even a field goal. And plenty of time. 2:12 on the clock, and they do have a timeout left. Abbott to kick it away. He does so. Nothing real fancy. Veers it off to the left. Let that go out of bounds if you can. And they do, and there's the flag. Beautiful. One earlier like that looked like it might go, and it resulted in a bad thing for Galesburg, a fumble. And this time, they're going to get good field position out of this.
Yeah, I think they thought, well, it worked once. We'll just tempt Galesburg to pick that thing
that
up
was
again.
Silly.
But this time,
just
we
silly.
Wisely let it go out of bounds.
Yeah.
So a good spot of field position to start this. But, you know, even a field goal, you've got to get inside the 20 realistically to have any chance at that. So Streaks have their work cut out for them. But we've already seen Steck throw one long ball for a touchdown to Olin earlier in the ball game. So,
and he could always bust one, too. They're going to start it out here, the 35. One big play is all it takes. And this Galesburg crowd, a big crowd here, is wide awake. Trips formation, or rather the three slots up the gut, and there's some running room. A big gain, and what a penalty, and then a loose ball on the football field. I hope that penalty wipes out whatever happened on that fumble.
They're going to call Justin Davidson for moving before the snap on the near side.
Ullman busted another one all the way out across midfield, down around the 47, but it's probably coming back.
Davidson trying to get a step on the defender on the near side. And it's too bad because I'm sure he was thinking, man, I just want to get open to atone for that defensive penalty. And just a little anxious with the ball there, and so this all comes back.
So it'll be a first and 15 from the 30-yard line.
This game really has a playoff feel to it. I mean, I know it sounds stupid for the first game
intense. There's no
season,
doubt.
But it's got that even, just such an even matchup, and so many crazy things have happened, and both teams want it so bad. It's really been a fun game to do. Let's hope we can have a fun outcome, but with 2 minutes left, things don't look real good for the Streaks.
Receivers left and right.
And the slot backs pitching it to the left side. Drexler Blue has one block. What a block. And here he comes. 50, 40. He may go all the way. 20, 10. And he's bumped out of bounds inside the 5-yard line. Drexler Blue. He's slow to get up, but what a massive run by Drexler Blue from the 30 inside the 5.
What an incredible game this has been. Blue really just had one step when he turned the corner.
I thought he was in.
And then he stretched the lead and stretched the lead, and the only thing that kept him out of the end zone was Miller, their fastest player, coming clear across the field to finally bump him out at the 3-yard line. So will Caleb Miller have saved the day for Dunlap? Will they be able to stand? Or are the Streaks now primed to win a huge game on the road here with a chance of the clock at 1:40 and the ball at the 3?
A 67-yard run by Drexler Blue. And big-time play here. They're going up the gut with the football, and it's not there yet. Fullback run there. You may see Stecker, you may see Ullman again. Down about 2 yards.
And you know what? That'll work out for the best if we can chew a bunch of clock off here.
Absolutely.
Because the way this game has gone, you don't want them to have much of any time left if we score and give them the ball back. Wow, what a game this has been.
Down on the 1-yard line, and they're milking the clock because they're confident they can sneak this thing in. Steck did one earlier. He may do it again here. It is straight ahead, and touchdown, Galesburg. 1 minute. And 8 seconds on the clock, Steck, his second touchdown plunge of the game. And the Streaks reclaim the lead. Wow, thanks to Drexler Blue, a 67-yard run. And Andrew Steck in with the touchdown. And you're just going to have to kick here. Kick on the way, Lucas Miller. It looks pretty good from here. It is. A timeout on the field. Galesburg, never say die. 32, Dunlap 27. Don't go anywhere. This last minute eight is going to be interesting. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
Rush Limbaugh.
Serving humanity and having more fun than a human being should be allowed to have all at the same time.
Join Rush every weekday
as we discuss serious issues of the day and explore them with irreverent humor.
Be with us next time we unwrap another Rush Limbaugh program.
A package unavailable anywhere else in the major mainstream American media.
The one and only Rush.
Rush Limbaugh, talent on loan from God.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekday afternoons 12 to 3 on WGIL.
I'm Will Stevenson. Governor Pat Quinn was in the area helping a community with its economic development efforts. Find out more by clicking on news at WGIL.com.
What a big fourth quarter for Galesburg. They have outscored Dunlap in this quarter 20-6. After being outscored 9-0 in the third, the offense and the luck really is turning Galesburg's way, and then the skill. Drexler Blue used that speed. We needed a big play. He got one. We needed a turnover. They got one. And Blue has been the man.
You keep plays in your hip pocket for situations like this to show the defense that you haven't had the rest of the game. And I don't think they'd seen Drexler's speed on the outside. And once he's able to turn that corner, a minute to go, but things looking better for Galesburg.
And the ball picked up around the 27-yard line and dropped at the 35. The man bringing it back for Dunlap, Daniel Clement. So Dunlap with the ball on the 35-yard line, and you have to think back. Talk about last year's game really hurting. You dig in deep. You are a minute four away from redeeming and making a statement, a comeback win on the road. In the past 3 years, Galesburg's won 2 road games. That's how important this is.
Defensive linemen wanting to get some pressure on the quarterback. That's when they've had some success. If you're the defensive coordinator, do you gamble and rush a couple of linebackers too?
Out of that 5, absolutely. Trips to the right, 2 to the left, 5 receiver set to an empty backfield here. First time we've seen this alignment. And Galesburg playing it safe. They are not bringing any of the linebackers. and stepping through Schrader. That's exactly right. Keep him in front. More of a prevent tight defense. He's out to the 37-yard line. A gain of two, and the clock ticks. 53 seconds and counting.
Yeah, perfect job by Cole Spinks in the middle there. Just like you said, keeping him in front. He knows that Schrader's not going to hurt him because the rest of the linebackers are nearby as well in the middle of the field, and it keeps the clock moving.
Here comes the Galesburg fans on their feet. Three to the right, one to the left. And again, the linebackers way back. They are not going to blitz. Shows you what I know. They are the smart ones. And Schrader just dancing around in the backfield. And he is finally wrapped up around the 30-yard line. And Wes Olson running up the sideline, excited as anyone. He loved that play. What a great play. Down to the 29-yard line, a loss of eight. They just used their last time out.
Yep. When you get that pressure, that can break up a passing game faster than anything. Don't let the quarterback have time to look downfield. Force him to be scrambling and trying to dodge would-be tacklers. And eventually the Streaks pocket forced
that was
it
the
in.
Front three.
Yeah.
That was a great job, three on five, getting to the quarterback.
It was.
Great job.
Yeah, because we haven't brought any linebackers in
the last
situation
two.
Here.
I talked about maybe doing it just to throw them off, but, you know, those are things you put in your pocket, and that's what they've done. They used it when they needed to. They've gotten some sacks out of it, and this time they just played them straight up three-down linemen, and it's been perfect.
Well, the flag has been a friend for Dunlap tonight.
Oh, yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised to see them just throw a Hail Mary, hoping to get a penalty flag
probably
if nothing
right.
else here.
That's probably very true.
They've got two more downs.
It's third and 16 right now from the 29.
Well, they really almost have to go sideline because they can't afford a pass completion over the middle.
You're right.
You're going to run a lot of clock.
Four receivers to the right, so they really make it overloaded on that side. Three down linemen, and they keep the backers back in coverage. Back to pass. Long pass on the way by Schrader. It is incomplete. Out of the reach of Caleb Miller. Good coverage by the Streaks. A nicely thrown ball. Fourth down with 15 seconds to go, and this is it.
Yeah, it wasn't far from Miller, but just far enough away he couldn't wrap it up. And so one more stop for Galesburg right here. We've said that a few times tonight, but this is
a remarkable win if they can get this. Absolutely a remarkable win.
Got the hammer in this situation with just 15 seconds left.
Comes down to this.
Game cannot end on a defensive penalty, though, so keep that in mind.
Way back, prevent D. They'll move two linebackers up fairly close, three down linemen. And Sensabaugh standing next to Schrader, a former quarterback. So this will be interesting. It is Schrader who gets the ball. He's looking, has a lot of time. Fires deep over the middle. It looks short. It is knocked. It's intercepted. Knocked into the hands of Galesburg with about the 35-yard line. He needs to go down. You don't want to lose the football. No time, and Galesburg's a winner. And a late flag. Should be a victory for the Silver Streaks, and what an amazing win.
Yep.
Down by a bunch. And let's see what's going on the field before I go on any further.
Flag will be a late hit as they hit Olin when he stepped out of bounds. This will be against Dunlap. That's your game.
Redemption from last year, and just can't say enough about the guts of this team. And a victory, 32-27. It'll be a fun post-game show. And the Streaks win their season opener. Again, the final, 32-27. Back with the post-game in just a moment. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Robertson, Wilcox & Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
Silver Streaks football on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL is brought to you by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey, committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. By Kohl's Diamond Gallery, forever starts here. Pratty Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital right here in Galesburg for 100 years and counting. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By attorneys Roberts and Wilcox and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks football.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Sandy Hillier at Wells Fargo Advisors, formerly Wachovia. Together we will go far. Cloudy tonight, overnight low of 55. Sunny tomorrow, high of 70. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low of 49. And on Sunday, sunny, high of 69. It's 64 at WGIL.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks football continues with the Galesburg Orthopedic Services postgame show. Brought to you by Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey. Getting you back into the game. The station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks football. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Everything you would want in a season opener, including the victory when things didn't look so good. In the third quarter, Dunlap outscored Galesburg 9-0, taking a 12-12 halftime score into the third quarter, outscoring the Streaks 9-0 and a 21-12 lead in the going into the fourth quarter, and Galesburg just exploding in the fourth quarter as they come away with 20 points in the quarter to Dunlap 6, and the defensive stands. Just a remarkable game. No other way around it. And they come away with the victory. Final score 32-27. Let's look at the numbers. They're brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital right here in Galesburg for 100 years and counting. For the victorious Silver Streaks, leading the way on the ground, and it turned out to be Drexler Blue. 67-yard run on his fourth carry of the game, set up the Andrew Steck touchdown that proved to be the winner. And Blue, four carries for 80 yards. Steck, a couple of touchdown runs, 16 carries for 70 yards, 51 yards, and a touchdown by Caleb Ullman. He had a 15-yard touchdown run, and he carries the football 13 times. Robert Jackson, early in the ball game, an 11-yard gain, a 14-yard gain. He winds up 5 for 27 yards. And Aaron Meredith turns out 5 carries for a net of 0. On the ground as a team, Galesburg 43 carries for 204 yards. And Andrew Steck at quarterback, good numbers. 3 out of 4 for 86 yards and a touchdown. So Galesburg on the night runs 46 plays, and they gain 290 yards of offense. A very solid effort there. The only knock, really, the fumbles. 6 fumbles in the game. They lose 4 of them, so 4 turnovers by the Streaks on offense. But, you know, they got Dunlap later. Dunlap a perfect first half, and they commit 3 turnovers in the second half, and Galesburg really took advantage of those in the last on an interception to end the game. A couple of Dunlap fumbles. And against, we talked so much about the offense. I don't want to go down to the field because I believe Jim has our head coach standing by, Wes Olson.
We are on the field with victorious head coach Wes Olson of the Silver Streaks. And, Coach, my gosh, there are so many things that happened in this game. I don't know where to begin, but I think you've got to begin with resiliency. These kids could have quit a few times here tonight, and they didn't.
Yeah, boy, I tell you what, our hats off to Coach Hickey and our defense. And those guys really, boy, they just saved our butt a whole bunch tonight because certainly our offense wasn't getting it done. I don't even know how many fumbles we had. Not getting it done up front like we wanted to, and had our special teams, you know, not very good. Had a bunch of botched. Looks like the first time we ever played special teams was tonight. So, you know, we got a lot of work to do, but hats off to defense. They played tough against a high-powered offense, and, boy, those kids, they just stuck with it and stuck at it and were sound. And aside from that, you know, that first big touchdown that they had, I think, as far as assignment-wise, they were rock solid all night. And that's, you know, when you got a defense that's playing like that, you can be as bad as what we are on special teams and on offense.
Yeah, well, I know both you and assistant coach Tom Hawkins were really upset there a couple of times with the, like you said, the special teams. We gave up the punt block the one time that the things looked bad at that point. But six fumbles, that happened, and three pass interference penalties, and you still come away with a road win against a good team.
Yeah, I mean, they're solid, and it's always scary when you're playing somebody that's got a program going because you're not really sure what to expect, and they certainly were pretty dialed in on us offensively. They played real tough defensively. You know, we just really got to go back to the drawing board and get ready to go. We weren't sure what they were going to come out with. They gave us a different look, put eight guys in the box. We thought they were going to be a seven-man front and do some things. But, the bottom line is our kids, cats off to them because, I mean, I felt like they were the ones who did it. They're the ones who carried out it, certainly. They just kept fighting and awful proud of them and glad that they were able to start the season 1-0.
You pulled some surprises tonight when it looked like we might not be able to throw much. Steck leans back and throws the touchdown to Olin that gives us our second touchdown in the first half, and that was an exciting play.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's something that's a play that we love to run and something that our I think Andrew likes and certainly our receivers like that, and it helps, get that crowded box kind of loosened up a little bit so, we can go back to doing some work up front.
When you got down in the third quarter 21-12, things did not look good. That was the point I thought that really was a crucial point of the game. You didn't score after getting the opportunity on the fumble, but still the defense held. You get three and out, and from there on out, you guys seemed to gain a lot of confidence.
Well, like I said, I really feel like I didn't do much. I feel like all the kids did a whole bunch of stuff, and Coach Hickey and Coach Hawk and Coach Gulley and those defensive coaches and Coach Young are the guys who seem to really be the rock-solid guys for us. So, I'm anxious to get back to work and get ready for Rich Woods because certainly we have some things to shore up and we got to earn our keep on offense.
You couldn't get anything established inside most of the night with Ullman, but then all of a sudden, once he got that first down, then he got the touchdown run, and I don't know if it was just the weight of the offensive line kind of wore him down or what, but you started to get a little inside game.
Yeah, and we know Caleb's capable of that, and he just needs to keep doing that and gaining confidence and establishing himself, and it'll make the other things go. Once we get that going, it'll really make other things go. So proud of him, proud that he carried the load there and started to pick it up in the second half. And we challenged him to at halftime, and it was certainly nice of him to heed the challenge.
Maybe one of the wildest plays we'll see all year when their punter tried to pull it in, looked like he was going to run. Then he kicks it right into the midsection of one of our players, and after that a wild scramble for the ball that covered some 30 yards, and we ended up with a score. That was pretty fun, wasn't it?
Well, again, that was one of our brighter sides of special teams, and again, that was a defensive play. So, like I said, our kids, I think, just really enjoyed preparing defensively for this, and our coaches worked so hard getting them ready because we weren't sure what we were going to have, and it's tough to prepare for an offense like this anyway when you're not sure what to do. And they came out in that first one, they gave us quads look, and we had a missed assignment and resulted in a touchdown. Aside from that, our kids are rock solid. And just real proud of them.
And I'm trying to cover all the high points of the game, which is impossible in a few minutes here. But then Dunlap scores a couple of fourth down conversions, one on a pass interference penalty. Things didn't look good with 2 minutes left. But, boy, you answered the bell again with Drexler Blue. And was that a play you saved for late in the game or just something that happened to work out for you in that spot?
Drex just made a nice play. And it's not anything special, just, an outside sweep play there. And he certainly was able to break a tackle or two, and he was a fine athlete, and glad to see him get all the way down there. Boy, that made it nice for us.
Well, this one was certainly a contrast in styles. They started to run the ball a little bit in the second half, but it was your running game against their passing for the most part, and like you say, a special teams wild affairs on both ends, and this was this game I thought had playoff intensity by the end of it. It was a wild one.
Well, they're a good team, and I know Coach Kaslet has done a nice job with them because he's got them playing hard and doing what they do. They kind of started running the spread with Coach Alderman last year, and started working towards it. And certainly those kids are good at what they do, and I'm sure they'll have a fine year.
All right, don't want to keep you too long, Wes, but what a win here tonight. Great for the kids to get that and carry some momentum into Richwoods next week.
Yeah, it's been a heck of a week. I tell you what, I'm just glad to get out of here with that W and that we came out healthy, and real proud of our kids and our coaches and all the people who support us. It's a great way to start.
Silver Streaks coach Wes Olson after they won it in Dunlap tonight, 32-27. For the rest of the postgame, we throw it back up to Mike in the press box.
Thank you to Jim, and thanks to Coach Wes Olson. A 32-27 victory, outscoring Dunlap 20-6
in the fourth quarter, and despite the mistakes, able to come away with a win. Talked a lot about that spread offense and how would the defense play against the offense. Keep in mind, Dunlap, three field goals in the game. Abbott kicking through a 29-yarder, an 18-yarder, and a 23-yard field goal that gave them back the lead after Galesburg had gone up 12-9 in the second quarter. Tied it at 12 at the end of the half. At the end of the third quarter, they make good on another field goal and a touchdown. And then Caleb Ullman busts through for a 15-yard run, 8:54 to go in the fourth quarter. Point after attempt by Lucas Miller, good, 21-19 at that point. And then Drexler Blue, two really huge plays starting at about the 7-minute mark of the fourth quarter. He recovers a fumble, falls on it for a touchdown in the end zone. Streaks miss the two-point conversion. They cling to a four-point lead at 25-21. Dunlap, tough as nails. They come back. Miller, his third touchdown of the game, two on the ground, including the 8-yard run with 2:12 to go. And you looked at the clock and thought, well, yeah, maybe this can work out. 27-25, a field goal can certainly win it. And they make the mistake of kicking the football to the left. It goes out of bounds. Galesburg gets it in good field position. They started on the 35, and then Blue busts loose for a 67-yard gain. And the rest is history. Andrew Steck runs it in from a yard out. Miller makes the point after, and Galesburg wins 32-27, and capping it off with an interception on the last play of the game. Again, talked a lot about the offense. They throw 25 passes. Logan Schrader, he completes 9 of them. Touchdown, an interception, and 172 passing yards. A rushing attack, really nothing until the fourth quarter when it's all said and done. They're at 25 carries for 40, make it 58 yards as a team, and they wind up with 238 yards, make that 230 yards of total offense. So Galesburg outgains them in the game by 60 yards. Galesburg 46 plays, Dunlap runs 50. So all around, good effort tonight. Throw the turnovers out. And they're able to still overcome that. And that's a very positive thing and a very gritty, gritty performance when they could have kind of quit on them, and they didn't do it. They came back and won the game. They avenged last year's loss. They get the season off to a great start, and they get to work and take on a real good Richwood's team next. The postgame interview brought to you by Kohl's Diamond Gallery. Forever starts here. We'll come back with more from Dunlap. We'll take the time out in the postgame. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
Stability, especially these days, is a good thing. And there are some things in this world that we should always be able to count on. Family to love us, food to nourish us, a home to comfort us, and good health to ensure everything else matters. That's where OSF St. Mary Medical Center comes in. Since 1909, we've been a vital part of Galesburg and the communities we serve. OSF St. Mary isn't going anywhere, but with constant medical advances, we're always moving forward. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital, right here in Galesburg, for 100 years and counting.
This is Galesburg native and former Mercer County State's Attorney Mike Hare. Not only do Bill Butts and I have almost 60 years of combined legal experience, we also have a combined 110 years of life experience. If you want an attorney who not only knows what he's doing, but also understands how you feel, contact the Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, or call us at 343-9107.
Coming up tomorrow on WGIL Sports Saturday, we'll visit with Mike Nelson and Barbara Ball, the boys and girls golf coaches at Knoxville, tomorrow morning at 8 on WGIL. Back at Dunlap, Knoxville a big football victory tonight in Abingdon. In control, really, throughout that game. Walked into the fourth quarter with a 32-0 lead. In fact, that was the score at the intermission. So that long-awaited rivalry game, Knoxville, it was all blue bullets there. Tonight, boy, back and forth and back and forth the score went. We'll recap the scoring drives real quick. Andrew Steck got Galesburg on the board at the 4:12 mark of the first quarter with a 1-yard run. Point after attempt was unsuccessful. Streaks up 6-0 at that point. About 20 seconds later, Schrader, a 67-yard touchdown pass, a one-play 67-yard drive to Miller. Was good for a touchdown. They missed the extra point. A lot of misses on extra points tonight and two-point conversion, so the game was tied at 6. In the second quarter at the 4:50 mark, Abbott, a 29-yard field goal, was good. 9-6 Dunlap at that point. In the second quarter at the 1:25 mark, Andrew Steck, a 64-yard touchdown pass to Nate Olin. Two-point conversion failed. Galesburg led 12-9, and they wouldn't lead again for a long time. Abbott, an 18-yard field goal with 0.1 on the clock in the first half. gave Dunlap back in the game, a tie game at 12 at the half. He connected again from 23 yards out. Abbott 7-10 to go in the third quarter for a 15-12 Dunlap lead. They scored again at the 4:20 mark of the third quarter. Miller, a 25-yard run. They missed the extra point, so they were up 9 at that stanza, 21-12. And then Ullman busts loose for a 15-yard run at the 8:54 mark of the game. Miller's point after attempt good. Streaks down 21-19. Drexler Blue, he came to life with the fumble recovery for a touchdown. The two-point conversion no good. The streak's back in charge, 25-21. And then Miller strikes again, an 8-yard touchdown run with 2:12 to go. Point after attempt missed. Dunlap by 2. And Steck, a 1-yard touchdown run at the 1:08 mark of the game, set up by a 67-yard from Drexler Blue. Point after attempt by Miller was good, and that's how it ended, 32-27. We'll have the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game next as we make our way toward the end of the postgame. And our way home, the postgame brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey, getting you back in the game. This is Silver Streaks Football Postgame on WGIL.
Smart business owners protect their investments with Business Owners Insurance from Craddy Insurance in Galesburg, a local professional Pekin insurance agency. If a disaster strikes your business, will you have enough insurance to meet the emergency? Talk to the experts at Craddy Insurance today for the details on a customized package of liability and property coverages at affordable rates. Business Owners Insurance from Pekin Insurance and Craddy Insurance.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
And now, how to prepare a $1 32-ounce drink at McDonald's. Start with a 32-ounce cup. Then add the desired amount of ice. Proceed to fill the cup with your choice of soft drink or sweet tea. Next, any minute now. Next. You've got to be kidding me.
Get a lot of drink for one little dollar at McDonald's. Limited time only. Participation and duration may vary. A la carte purchases only. Ounces refer to average contents filled.
We met at a high school football game. I played for one team. She cheered for the other. Every year on the anniversary of that game, I bought her flowers. She died last spring. I wanted to bring flowers to the cemetery on our day, but everyone was working. Then I remembered Handy Van.
From 7 in the morning to 6:15 in the evening, anywhere in Galesburg, for $1 one way. I am Joanne Harris. Handy Van is on the go for you.
WGIL and the Galesburg Public Schools Foundation congratulate Keith Legg of Galesburg, who found the duck this week at the main fire station at the Public Safety Building. Congratulations from WGIL.
Back at Dunlap in the postgame, and talk about the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. After that, we'll take a final break and set the scene for next week. It's a lot of candidates tonight. A number of, we've mentioned guys on defense like Cole Spinks. We talked so many different names. And then you look at the offense and, you know, Andrew Steck, a couple of touchdowns and other big plays. And Drexler Blue, another guy who gets a couple of late huge plays, one for a touchdown and one that sets up another one. So a lot of different guys, and that's always fun to get into that when so many guys contribute to a win.
Yeah, because over the years we've had times where we looked at each other and said, I just really can't think of anybody.
I know
but, a lot of candidates here tonight, and as Coach Wes Olson told us, yeah, there's still a lot of things. That's what he told the team. I ran down and wanted to make sure and hear what he was telling them, and first thing he said, guys, we got a lot to work on.
Yeah, that's true.
And not to, he didn't want to take the wind out of their sails, but wanted them to realize, obviously, there were a lot of miscues in this game, missed opportunities, but a lot of resilience. And I told Wes's wife down there on the sidelines, I said, you know, this is a game that Galesburg usually loses. Mm-hmm. And tonight we won. They showed a lot of character in getting after it time and again in this one tonight. So this was really a fun and satisfying win, even with the mistakes. And as far as your crunch time player of the game, I don't think there's any way we can deny Drexler Blue. Mm-hmm. Because he was the one that stayed after that, after the block punt, that wild play that ends up in the end zone. And he kept after it, fell on it there, and then to top it off, that huge run with 2 minutes to go in the game, he takes it off the left side. How much was that, 60 yards?
67 yards.
Wow, what a great run. And then they went ahead and took it on in. And so Drexler Blue is, when they designed the crunch time player of the game from Dave's, this is exactly what they were talking about because he came through big time twice.
Big plays on defense as well. So Drexler Blue, Dave Sonnabuddy, crunch time player of the game, Dave Sonnabuddy. You better call Dave's. We'll take our final stop, come back, and set it up for next week. Another big game. They're all big when you've got 9 weeks of the season, and the opponents just seem to get tougher and tougher. So one more, and we'll be back in a moment. Silver Streaks postgame football on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaun. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
Sean Miller's life will never be the same. He made contact with power lines while working on the trees at his childhood home. He and his mother want you to learn from their painful experience and to share it with those you love.
Be aware, educate your children, teach your children because you love your children, and you never want to make a decision that has an end result like this one, or even worse.
Learn more at safeelectricity.org.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at GalesburgCars.com.
Tune in to Cardinal Baseball Saturday as the Redbirds take on the Washington Nationals. Coverage begins at 5:42.
It's Cardinals Baseball on WGIL.
Galesburg, a 32-27 win to open the season at Dunlap. And it gets real tough next week. Not like, not that Dunlap's not good, but you got a Richwoods team who, under a new coach in Roland Brown, they come off a 9-2 season. Three straight years of 9-2, 7-3, 10-1. Two state titles, six straight playoff appearances, three straight nine-plus win seasons, and nine or more wins in four of the last five. So you know what you're getting with Dunlap. Nothing fancy, or rather, Richwoods are going to run it at you, run that belly offense that we expect. I've heard that they're going to try and throw the ball a little bit more. Who knows? But they cannot go into that game and turn the ball over six times and commit a bunch of penalties, or it's going to be a long home opener. But, boy, brought a lot of fans tonight, a lot of fun, and hopefully a big crowd turns out for the home opener next Friday night, and we will, of course, have that for you right here on WGIL, starting with the pregame at 7:06. Again, Galesburg a winner, 32-27. That's all from here. For Jim Lee, I'm Mike Perry. Our thanks for all the help back at the studio, Brian and company. We say goodnight from Dunlap.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Football on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.